We are drunk on liberty.
Drunk on Liberty. This is Ryan, Jay, and Sarah Renee coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
I am here live, and I am here at the Liberty Lounge.
I think I already verified that, but whatever floats your boat.
Reiterating.
So what are you drunk on tonight, Ryan, Jay?
Sorry, guys. Went back to the Michelob Ultra because that's pretty much all I had.
So you had some Liberty Ale left over.
I did have one. I've had two. Yes, but I've had one.
Oh, tonight. You've had one. Okay.
But, yeah, all the rest have been Michelob Ultras, and I put a peach and a lemon.
To add some flavor.
Into each.
Flavor.
Michelob Ultra that I've had. And they're fairly tasty. What are you drunk on tonight, Sarah Renee?
I'm not drunk. Yet. I was busy getting stuff together.
We don't have I need a boo drop. Like, boo, boo,
settle down.
Boo, boo.
But I did have I had one or two. Two Michelob Ultras.
You making a joke?
No, shut up. I had two Michelob Ultras.
Skanks.
That's it. Well, I'm busy. I had stuff to do today. I had a hairing curtains. I had to clean. I had to do laundry. I just didn't have time for alcohol.
Good job on all that other stuff, though.
Yeah, because you sat and played video games.
I did play some video
games. I did all that nice stuff. We have a nice collection on our wine rack now. We actually have wine on our wine rack. Wait.
There's a W with the R word. That's what happens.
And I'm not drunk, so that is just natural. But there is wine on our wine rack now. I had to think about it this time.
Wait a minute. Let's introduce other people that may be here.
Okay, go for it.
Jay Rizzle, you out there, stud. There he is.
He's out there.
He is.
Creeping on some ladies.
Don't you? Yes.
Oh, God. Here we go. Romy, where are you at?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I am Jim Rome.
What are you doing?
Welcome to the jungle in Los Angeles.
We're not in Los Angeles, buddy.
He's.
No.
Yes. Wait. What happened there? Okay, anyways, moving on.
Talk to me.
The next. No, we're not talking to you. Okay. The next one. Who else? Our buddy.
Who are you?
Oh. Creeper.
I take it you're a virgin.
Oh, yes, Chris Hansen.
Do you like anal?
Okay. He always takes it to that next level. All we wanted you to do was say hi, Chris.
He just wants you to answer his questions, I think.
I don't want to answer those. Those are dirty.
Because I want you.
Okay.
He's a creeper.
No, they're here.
You have a creeper.
They're here.
So. That came out weird. It's like I had like a burp in my throat when I was trying to talk.
Oh, you did that throat thing?
But I didn't. No, that's what it sounded like, but that's not really what happened.
I didn't hear it this time.
That's what it sounded like.
I know you maybe did it on like episode 8 or something like that. You had this little throat sound.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know.
So anyways, check us out on Facebook. That was kind of loud. Sorry. Check us out on Facebook. We're at Drunk on Liberty, as well as G+. Right, have we able to, like, actually communicate on there?
I don't know. I haven't checked it out in quite a while.
Probably should, because we're telling people to go there, and then you're not checking it out.
Well, last time I checked it out, like, I mean, I mentioned this last episode. We had a page, and there were a lot of people on it, and then...
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that.
That page scrapped by G+, because they wouldn't allow pages. So, and now they finally allow pages, but... So we had
all those people that
recreate it, and all those people are gone.
I think I'm one of those people that have not gone back on it, even though it's me, because I haven't gone on G+.
But we have
the
Twitter too, and we don't post
much on that either.
But you can go to it. You can go to the website drunkonliberty.com, hit up the Amazon banner, buy some shit, or you can click the shit out of the donate button like Michael LeCompte. This dude fucking rocks. He clicked shit out of that donate button again.
For a second time.
And thank you very much, dude. He's, like, amazing.
Why? Very generous.
I mean, we are not, to everyone. Yes.
Because we've heard on a few other podcasts, right? Do they talk about who donates to them? I don't know.
Not really.
I'm sure he's donated to other ones.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, thanks a lot. And he deserves something if we ever get off our lazy asses and create some fucking merchandise.
Get off your butt, Ryan. Stop playing video games and start making freaking shirts or
whatever
something.
We fucking create, we will definitely be sending
to him for free.
A lot of it.
Well, it's not free because he donated.
What
but
are you
like,
talking about?
Well, no, it's not that it's. Well, technically, yeah. Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
Whatever we make, we will be sending his way eventually, whenever that does happen.
That was a hot mess that just happened right there.
But yes, he's very generous. Probably too generous. I don't know that we're.
Oh, stop it! Stop talking bad shit about us.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Giving other people negative.
I feel
attitude.
I feel
confidence. That's what I tell people. Confidence in themselves.
I just feel like. Unworthy. We're not worthy. What is that? Wayne's World? We're not worthy. I don't know.
If you have that kind of attitude, that's what you are. So don't have that kind of attitude.
That's probably true.
But if you don't want to, or
anyways,
go to the website, like you said, Drunk on Liberty.
Definitely huge thank you to you, Michael LeCompte.
Yes, we appreciate it very much.
Fucking rocks. Fucking rocks. And we're tonight we're gonna be reviewing Dogfish Head.
Okay, well you're getting it.
I know, but I'm just letting
all right,
you know.
We're moving on.
Just so he knows.
He's out of order. I like things organized.
I am quite drunk on the road tonight.
He was talking about going to drunkonliberty.com and donating. Okay. If you don't want to donate but you want to talk to us, you can email us at drunkonliberty, right? On the right on the website. Right? I don't know how you say it. You always say this. I'm trying. I don't know.
DrunkOnLiberty@gmail.com or contact@drunkonliberty.com.
And isn't that, though, on the website, that one, the second one?
Both of them are on the website.
Oh,
you can go to the, I think it's the contact tab or something like that. Contact us.
I'm not technological savvy. Like, I kind of am. But when it comes to, like, websites, I'm not.
Yeah, me neither.
But when it comes to other stuff.
This is my first website I've ever had. And I'm trying to. I want to make it better. I haven't done much on it lately. We still have those old videos that we posted on the. And
well, new people maybe not have seen those videos.
But
so that's fine.
I want to make it more
user friendly.
All right,
so stop talking about it and let's just do it.
Well, we will.
So that's our goal for this week. Okay?
And maybe sometime we will create new merchandise.
Goal for this week, update website.
And merchandise.
And yes, you can work on that. So,
yes.
Moving on, anything else there? Oh, voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. Drunken dial. We can't text yet, but a drunken dial to our beautiful ears.
Dial us at 623-505-6375 and leave us your drunken message.
And don't be afraid because obviously we sound like idiots right now. So whatever you say isn't going to be anything bad.
This is episode number 20. This is big news. And we've sounded like idiots for 20 episodes now.
So your one little voicemail is going to be completely
not
fine.
Not that JW
sound
like an idiot, because he was awesome. He was
no,
great.
That's what I'm saying.
JW
they're not
going to
sound like idiots, because they're going to sound normal compared to what we say right now. So
they're
not
completely
fine.
If they're drunk off their ass and they call
JW
in.
Sounded fine. Even
yes,
though
he did.
Part of it I couldn't get, but then he clarified on Facebook.
But
so.
That's fine. That's what I want. I want drunken rambling shit.
I dropped my pen.
Rant about your shit, whatever you want. Oh my god!
Sorry, that was my chair because I dropped my pen.
We need to take bets every episode at like what minute and second interval that Sarah Renee will scoot her chair and make that scraping sound onto the mic.
Or maybe we can just put those things in the bottom of the chair so they don't make that noise.
Yeah, that's probably a better plan.
See, I'm a thinker. One of us has to think. Okay, moving on. I was just kidding. Should we do a rule for this one? We haven't done a rule in a while. So
like every episode one?
Yeah, well, no, two. But like apparently people actually listen and drink, so maybe we should actually do something this time.
Well, that's true, but I don't want them to listen to episode two.
Okay, don't listen to episode two, but just listen to episode
20.
You
mentioned episode two. So.
No, I said like one and two. Okay, not two. Two is bad. I don't know. I've never listened to it, obviously. Because I don't listen to the episodes.
It's a mess.
I'm all about live.
It's horrible.
Anyways.
We didn't know what the fuck we were doing earlier. We still
whatever.
Don't.
You learn as you go. You learn as you
but
go.
But we're much better than we were then. That's all I'm saying.
So I think our rule is anytime that I or you.
I. You.
I or you.
Me.
I sound like Finding Nemo.
Me.
Who are you?
Anyways. Shut up. Get out of this. We're not talking to you right now. Like, mess up on our words, because that will happen to me quite often. You have to take a drink.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good one for this one? Because you talked about how last episode, when you listened to me, I said some words wrong.
Yeah. What was that?
What was it?
Oh, you were talking about a brothel.
Brothel. See, I didn't even know what it was.
And I didn't even catch it, but
I
caught it while I was
wrong.
Listening afterwards. And you said it like 3 or 4 times. You were talking about some story about a brothel, and you kept calling it like brothel, or I don't even know what you called it.
Okay, but anyways, I said it wrong. So
breath or with? You kept saying breath or with.
I don't know why.
What the fuck is a breath or with?
I don't know. It came out of my mouth. That's what it is.
But I never caught it while it was going on. I just agreed and whatever. It just went along.
So anytime I see something wrong, you've got to get a drink. And Ryan, because Ryan J. will say
sometimes
something.
Sometimes when I read the cool new shit stuff, I'll mess
right
up.
Right now, you could have taken like 4 drinks because I said that wine thing wrong. Like,
yep,
that's
true.
Goofy. So see, like, we're already off on a good
start. So let's just go ahead and everybody that's listening, take 4 drinks right now just to make up for the what's already happened. And now, from now on, take a drink anytime either one of us says our words wrong. Our mouths fuck up, you know.
As usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mouth.
Okay. Nope, we're not. No, we're not saying that because that's just dirty. That's dirty. And I don't do that.
Well, hey, Ron Paul got 2nd in New Hampshire. How about that?
That was a positive thing because, well, last episode we said Iowa, he was 3rd, which was weird. Because didn't Rick Santor get nothing basically this time? Wasn't it really low?
He was, way down there. Yeah. I don't know. Below new.
So that's
even.
Exciting. I mean, 2nd's pretty exciting for him considering what years before. But when we were watching a news report, they skipped over him. Remember? They were like, Mitt Romney 1st, and they went straight to the 3rd.
Well, that was on CBS, and CBS has this thing where it's like, been happening over and over again that they just completely ignore anything wrong Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And they put up it was early on in the voting it was like low percentage of the votes were in.
Yeah.
So I mean at that time I think it was showing Romney at like 47% or something like that of the votes. But everybody else was super low. But Ron Paul, I'm sure at that point, was probably in the 30s or wherever
he was. 25%, I think I remember when he was.
At that time, though?
It was, Romney was like 37. He was like 25 or 23 at that time.
I'm not talking about at the end.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm talking about before all the votes were in. And CBS popped up this little shit showing, you know, early on, before all the votes were in, like 20% of the votes were in, like hardly any. And it popped up there and it put Mitt Romney up there and it said 40 whatever percent, like something outrageous. And then there was no 2nd place person at all. And then they popped up Newt Gingrich at 7% or whatever he was, Santorum 7% or
whatever. I remember that.
I don't know. They showed everybody else and their percentages except Ron Paul, who happened to be a close 2nd. Behind Romney at the time.
Yeah.
And just did not even mention him, did not show him.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Didn't even talk about him. So.
That's what they do.
Whatever. They're going to be surprised. So.
But the thing is, it's not even like, I mean, Ron Paul got that 2nd place showing, and that's triple what he showed in 2008.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire. He only got like 8.something% or something like that. Back then, and this time he got 24 or whatever.
Yeah, around there.
Something like that. And, I mean, that is clear evidence that the ideas of liberty are spreading, and that's what matters. I don't give a shit about him winning, because I don't need a president myself.
Yeah.
And I know many other people don't necessarily need a president either. They just don't understand it in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Nobody really needs a president, but the fact that he is the biggest outlet for those ideas and spreading those ideas, and that they're growing so much and his percentage triples.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. That's fucking huge.
Exactly.
And so it's the ideas that matter. It's not about him winning or becoming president or whatever. Because he constantly says,
yeah,
when I become president, I'm
going to do nothing, basically.
I don't want to rule over you.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Unlike every other person who wants to become president, they want to rule over you. They want
to
be
in charge.
Make new laws or whatever. Ron Paul doesn't want to make new laws. He wants to shut down government shit and stop them from making new laws.
Exactly.
You know? So that's what matters, is the ideas, not whether he wins or loses
or
whatever.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it'd be great. It'd be awesome if he did win.
Yeah. Well, the fact that his message has gotten out, because he's already, like you said, he tripled. So that's right. What's important. He's, you know, opening more eyes.
Plus, in Iowa, he, in 2008, got like 9% and then got 23%
the same thing. Yeah.
Whatever,
so,
you know? So
the same thing. He's
not quite tripled in Iowa, but still over doubled
mm-hmm.
that. So either way. It's all about the ideas, and he says that himself. It's about my ideas. It's not about me.
His message.
I'm not trying. It's just I happen to be the one that's talking about this and putting it out there mm-hmm. and believes in this, and you can check my record. I voted no on every new law,
basically. Exactly.
Which he has. So that's what matters, is the ideas.
Yes.
And that's what we try to spread.
But, yeah, and it's, you know, it's kind of like courageous of him. He's going out there and speaking his mind, where most people don't do that. Even people who probably maybe even support him, they're not. Some people, because of their status, might not come out and say it because they're afraid of what might happen to that status that they have. So,
and more and more.
Good for him.
Yeah, and more and more, he makes me think that he is. Oh, fuck. You still haven't read Iron Web.
Okay, yeah, I know. I'll have off this week.
All right, well, so. I was going to say, more and more makes me think that he's...
This person in this book.
A character in Iron Web.
And so if you haven't read Iron Web, I actually... yeah, take a drink because I said that word. Anyways, if you haven't read it... Iron Web. Okay,
Iron
okay,
Web.
Stop it. I want
to
talk.
By Larkin Rose.
Yes, by Larkin Rose.
Go ahead.
He's big on freedomsphoenix.com, so... If you ever go in there, you'll see all his, you'll even see around the side the banners that it says The Iron Web and, you know, a novel by him. Anyways, it's good. Like, I was thinking, okay, it's another, like, you know, I've read a lot of, you know,
it's a story.
Yeah. And it's really good. Like, the reason I stopped reading is because I started going back to work, but, you know, like, I read, like, half of the book in, like, a week. Like, not even, like, I'm not... You know, I'm not a fast reader, but like I don't sit there and read all day. Like I only have a certain amount of time to read it. So I read it really like half the book really quickly. And it was like, I didn't want to stop reading it. Plus I'm really anal on where I stop. Like I have to either stop at a chapter or like in a good stopping part. Like I can't just like stop whenever. So, you know,
do you like anal?
Stop it. So it takes me some like time to, you know, read something based on where I want to stop in it. But anyways, so I would really suggest, I haven't finished it, but it's very, like, things happen right in the beginning. You're like, what the heck is going on? Like, it's crazy.
That's what I've always been saying about it. It should be a movie. It would be an awesome movie.
It would be a good, like, that's, like, when I'm reading it, like, I visualize everything that's happening in my head. It's, like, a really good book. Like, you can visualize what's going on.
But there are a lot of those liberty ideas in it, and that's probably why it's not a movie, because, you know, Hollywood's not too keen on putting
that.
Those into it. I mean,
they did Ayn Rand, but
well, no, the
Ayn Rand, not Ayn Rand. Oh,
take a drink
because I didn't say it right. But anyways, they did that. But I mean,
no,
even then, is that's
I'm thinking
not
V for Vendetta was the like the best sort of anti-state, you know,
but
ideas.
There's violence in it.
Yeah, there's way
course.
Too much violence, but still, you know, the sort of ideas and his speech that he gives, in there and. You know, just the ideas of it are good, except the violence part. But
mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen too often. What's that other movie with the Batman dude? That's a pretty decent one. Equilibrium.
Oh, Equilibrium. That's another one,
That's a pretty
one,
good one, too. It has some good ideas about, you know, anti-state
mm-hmm. shit. With the little pill popping. If you don't take it, then it opens
right.
your mind.
It's kind of like the book. What's that one where they take Soma?
Oh, New World Order? No. 84.
Brave.
1984?
No, Brave New World.
Brave New World. Yeah. I always get Brave New World and 1984 kind of confused because they're kind of similar. Like, some of the ideas are similar. Anyways, moving on. So I think it's about that time for some taste testing.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
So I don't know. Slow. But I'm so saying, like, we're kind of over time here for this.
I know. We're getting there if I can seriously find this shit.
Tasty.
All right.
Oh, wait. Go ahead. You introduce it.
I'm not going to introduce it.
Fine, I'll introduce
play
it.
Something. Whoa, it's kind of loud.
All right, so the beer of choice this weekend is Dogfish. Oh, my God.
Take a drink.
Dogfish Head 90-Minute Imperial IPA. And on it, it says, what you have here is an Imperial India Pale Ale featuring a single constant 90-minute hop addition. It's balanced by a ridiculous amount of English two-row barley. Then we dry hop it in every tank. That's kind of funny. It's not 90% alcohol. 9% alcohol.
9%.
And this is a 12-ounce bottle.
And it, on Beer Advocate, gets world-class score, 95 out of 100.
So I'll probably not like it. I'm just kidding.
Well, and also, this came recommended by Michael LeComp, who clicked the shit out of the donate button. He likes the Dogfish Head.
It smells familiar.
Familiar?
Like, yeah.
You're saying you've had it?
No, I'm just saying like it smells like other beers. Not that means really anything, but it's like a light, it's a light dark beer. It's like a medium. Gave a lot of head as usual.
You didn't crack it on the mic?
I did, but it didn't pop it like as hot.
I didn't hear it.
So I just dropped the thing on the floor. But
it does have a...
It's like golden.
Yeah, it's a golden color. I don't know, it looks really good.
So you can go ahead and taste it first
this
time.
It looks tasty. So I'm going to take a taste.
Go ahead, taste it. Taste it. How's it rolling in your stomach?
I don't think it's made it to my stomach yet, but...
You know, I work ahead.
My throat and my gullet.
I always think about the future, so...
It does not taste bad at all.
Yes, but the real critic here hasn't tasted it, so let's see what she has to say.
The one with all the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Take
I'm
a drink.
Irish.
Pour it down your gullet. Tastes like beer, but...
It's not bad. A little bit of a weird aftertaste. Like, no, it's kind of citrusy aftertaste, actually. I think it has a citrusy.
I do not.
But you know what? We saw a Dogfish Head on a movie. Remember that beer? What was it called?
Beer Wars.
Beer Wars, maybe?
Yeah,
was that the documentary? Or was it something that... Wasn't there that conference that they aired? It was actually on TV. Where they go to, like, all that beer conference. Like, it's not a conference,
yeah,
but you can taste over, like, hundreds
yeah,
of
I
beers.
I think that was something else.
Okay,
maybe.
So Beer Wars. Oh,
I don't
it probably
know.
What it was on Beer Wars because they were kind of take a drink because I said Ward instead of Wars. they were kind of like talking about the corporations and how you think
yeah.
Oh, Michelob Ultra actually
yeah,
is the same as Bud, like because they're all
yeah.
made by the same.
All these
okay,
things.
And then they were bringing up the like Dogfish Head is a small, you know,
they're an actual independent little brewery.
Yeah,
kinda
and that's
like,
where
Four Peaks is.
Okay, yes,
it's
exactly.
not created by the ultimate corporation that creates all the beer that you drink, basically.
Yeah, like the Michelob Ultras, the Miller
even,
Lights, the Bud Lights.
Because didn't it say even like Miller Light compared to Bud Light? They're both made
together.
By the same.
No, yeah,
they're made by
but
the
yet
actual
they,
same.
But they're perceived as competition
right.
on commercials and
it's
stuff.
It's so fucking mm-hmm. ridiculous, yeah.
That's what they said.
I think it was
but
Beer Wars.
Yingling
it?
Was brought up on Beer
yeah.
Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I told you it's the oldest brewery in America.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this because, you know, whatever. But I used to drink that dark crap all the time, like back
well,
home.
Well, this isn't even dark.
No, this isn't dark.
And this is good.
This is
I
probably
like
the color of Yingling Light, I would say, because light is a little, I mean, obviously it's not.
I don't even know what happened.
Oh, it started
the song went
else.
Over.
Oh.
Oops.
But Yingling's a dark, you know, the regular is a dark beer, but it is, that was also on there. So
yeah.
I would try Yingling, because I think that would be close to.
If we could get
this.
It, we would.
Well, you can,
it, but
yeah, we
can't
get
it.
You can't ship it.
It's,
in.
Not,
it's
here.
Not here. It's only in Pennsylvania. I think it might only be in Pennsylvania. I've never seen anywhere else when I've traveled. Like,
right.
I've only seen
well,
it there.
Anyway, let's keep it on track with this beer. Do you like it?
I can drink it. Like, it'd be like if I saw it in like a bar and I wanted something different than my usual, I would drink it.
I like it.
It's like the Four Peaks, like the peach. Like, I would drink it. Like, I drink it in the bar.
Well, I don't think it's as good as the Four Peaks Peach.
Peach. No, it's no.
But I think it's probably better than the Four Peaks Kilt Lifter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Even and though the, I do like the Kilt Lifter.
Eighth Ale. The 8th Street
well,
Ale.
That's horrible.
Not good.
Anyway, so I wouldn't.
But no, I would drink it, yeah.
But I'm
agree.
Trying to compare it to something that I like from Four Peaks.
Yeah.
And I like the Kilt Lifter.
Yeah.
But I think this is better.
Yeah, and it's not too good. Heavy. Like, if you were having people over and you wanted to have a few, or you were having a party, like, you could drink it, and you're not going to get too, like, your stomach's not going to bother
you. Well, 9% alcohol in each beer. That's fucking...
That's a good percentage. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, when I saw that, so...
It's good stuff.
Speaking of alcohol...
I do like it.
There, you had sent me earlier this week an article about the top 10 uses of vodka. So, you want to find out what the top 10 uses of vodka are?
I guess so.
Okay, my computer's kind of going a little slow. I had it. Okay, there it is. Oh, I didn't click it hard enough. Okay, so obviously the first main use is drinking it, obviously. That's what it's used for the most.
Vodka, yes.
Mm-hmm. The second is removing Band-Aids. Like, you know how it gets stuck and it hurts? Like, you're like, you have to pull it off?
I see.
Yeah, it removes.
Rips your hair out.
Yeah, but stuff. If you put it on,
just
it.
Soak it.
Probably, like, dissolves the stickiness and so it can pull it off.
I could see that.
Second one is it dry cold sores. So I guess it dries out your cold sore. Mm. So it helps heal
it. Little herp on the lip.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little swig of the vodka.
Cleaning wounds, which that makes sense because think about back in the 1800s when cowboy time, like they were pouring alcohol on whatever.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, they used to pour alcohol on their wounds.
It burned like shit, but I guess it helped protect them. It cures feet odor. You
maybe
might want to try that.
You should. Oh, I was going
to
say
shut
you.
Shut up. I knew you were, so I beat you to it. Okay.
You did beat me.
Second one, remove poison ivy. Okay.
Remove? Wait a minute.
Remove. So you touched a wildlife which has poison ivy. There is a way to remove it. The oil can be removed with
remove
the application.
What? I don't understand.
Like the oil from the plant. Like when you rub against poison ivy, it puts an oil, and that makes a rash.
I've always been immune to poison ivy. I've never gotten it, and I've touched it
ivy.
And everything, and it just does not.
It's just because you get a rash from it. That's
okay.
It.
But I'm saying, I'm asking, I guess. So if you touch it on your hand,
you'll get it on your hand wherever you touched it.
You don't get it somewhere else.
Just
unless
wherever
you touch. Like, what if you? So let's say you touch your titty. With your
then
hand.
I'll have
after
a rash.
You touch it, then you'll get it.
Oh,
on
I
your
don't know
titty?
About that. I don't remember. I don't know. Probably it.
Does that
rashes
happen?
Spread. I think that.
Well, I don't know because
no,
I've never been
thing.
Able to get
listen,
it.
Listen, let me
that's
finish
what
thing.
I'm
it says
at.
That the oil from the poison ivy plants gets on you wherever you touched it. So I'm assuming if the oil can transfer from the plant to the to the skin, then if you would touch something else before washing your hands
then
or whatever,
it could transfer from the hand to the titty.
Yes, if you were going to touch your boob for some odd reason. Yes.
Why would you not touch your boob?
Because I don't need to touch my boobs. Unless I'm adjusting them. Sometimes I need to adjust them. Depends on the shirt you're wearing. Okay, anyways. I'm not one of those. Okay, anyways, moving on. Apparently, it also uses for razors. It makes your razor last longer. So if after you shave, you stick it in a cup of vodka.
Really?
It, like, cleans it, I guess, and it makes
I
it last longer.
I should fucking do that. I fucking hate shaving my face. It's the worst thing ever.
That was the seventh reason. The eighth reason is it cleans pores. So I guess, you rub it on your
face.
So
that would make it good for shaving as well.
But makes sense because there's in all those moisturizers you put in your face, there's always alcohol in it.
I never use any of that shit. I quit using all that
but
shit.
But that's not good for everyone because I know some people, it dries their face out too much. So this is I'm going to say it's probably not for everyone. And then nine, it treats dandruff. So I guess don't wash your hair in vodka. I think it's like a mixture between, it's a mixture between vodka and crushed rosemary.
So I should wash my hair in vodka.
In rosemary. Yes.
Seems like a waste of vodka because I could have got drunk on that.
Yeah, it's true. We haven't had vodka in a while, but I get mean on vodka.
You don't get mean. You get very emotional.
Yeah, I cry.
And you cry.
I think if I have too much, if I just had one drink, a drink with vodka in it, and then I'm fine. But I can't stop because it tastes good. So I keep drinking because it's always mixed.
I make those good.
Those
Green Monster.
Yeah, and so of course we're outside those in the sun, good. And you don't realize how much you drink when you're outside in the sun, and whatever. But moving on, and then it says that number 10 reason it freshens clothes.
Really?
So you spray vodka on clothes and leave it to air dry. Yeah.
Oh, put it in a spray bottle.
Yeah. Ah, and you may get fresher clothes.
We could get Jay drunk on that too. Spray it in his face. Spray bottle.
Oh, poor cat. Okay. So those were the top 10.
At,
Oops. I was talking over him. Sorry, Jay. I usually do that.
Well, it's quiet.
Anyway. It was the top 10 ways to use vodka, I guess you could say. If you have any of those issues, maybe try some vodka.
Vodka.
I said vodka.
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 Okay, moving on.
Oh, you got some news for us tonight, babe girl?
Yes.
Live from the Liberty Lounge. That's what she said. Featuring.
Okay, so our first news story is
I just want to reiterate, I really like this beer. It's good.
Okay.
I really do like it.
Oh, this is the first one we've tried from Doghead. I've seen it in stores, but we've never tried it. But we've actually found it where you can buy one bottle of it, so that's nice. So if you want to ever try beers, hopefully you can are able to do that.
I want to buy more of Dogfish. We're gonna review some more Dogfish Head for sure.
At a later date.
I'm just saying. It's good shit. I like it. All
right. Moving on to my new story. It's about school.
Do it.
Okay. So apparently, parents are furious over apparent use of scream rooms inside a Middleton, Connecticut elementary school.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
Here's a short story, so I'm just going to read the story, and then you can comment, Ryan J.
Skanks.
Okay. Parents in a Connecticut suburb are outraged over disturbing disciplinary actions at a local elementary school. They claim students are being locked in unsupervised scream rooms where some children have harmed themselves. The Middleton School District is on the hot seat as furious parents are demanding to know what's going on behind closed doors at Farm Hill Elementary School. My daughter's telling me that there's kids being taken out in ambulances by stretchers, parent Sean Archer told CBS. Disturbing allegations have surfaced of teachers locking students in closet-sized concrete scream rooms for punishment. Kids come home and they cry because they're afraid to go to school, and it's often, parent Brian said.
I would too if I was one of those kids. They're probably trying to harm themselves. Because they are in a torture room. It's not.
And maybe they think, like, if I say I'm hurt, then they're going to open the door and take me out of here, too. Like, little ones.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
But why they. Okay.
These aren't even. I wouldn't even call them scream rooms. They're torture rooms, right?
Basically.
I mean, they're locking them in a prison cell, basically, with walls. No windows, right?
Yeah.
And what
it's
are
like
they
a
doing?
Closet, they said.
What are they doing to them in there?
They just put them in there so they can cry it out or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I think a little 5-year-old, he's scared. Like, they're probably the reason they're crying. Like, 5-year-olds cry about stupid shit. Like, somebody called me silly. You know, like, okay, that's fine. Like, they're a kid. Let them be a kid. Like, that's fine. But
kids are kids.
And they do a lot of stuff for attention. So why don't you just give them that attention? Like, they just probably want to talk to you about something. So talk to them. Why are you putting them into a freaking closet?
Torture cage.
So
that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. But anyways, and like the fact that kids were being taken away in ambulances, like what? Oh, that's horrible. So on Freedom's Phoenix, just to let you know.
Here's the real problem. Government schools. That's it. How about a free market in schooling? You know, I wouldn't even call it schooling. Education.
Because you can't even, and if someone's like, well, we have private schools, we have charter schools. Well, charter schools still get money from the government. Private schools still get money from the government. Private schools get less than charter schools, but they still are getting something from the government.
Private schools still have to follow the state guidelines, the state testing, and all that shit. So
the state testing was different, though. Because I remember when I went to a private school, it might be different now. When I was in private school, we had testing. But it wasn't every grade level. It was like selected grade levels. And it was called the Iowa tests.
I know. But
like the public schools didn't have the Iowa tests. It was something different.
But they still have to meet state standards.
Yes, they do.
And so the state, so these a bunch of bureaucrats that know nothing about
education
anything,
or
you know,
teaching.
They are the ones that decide on what needs to be known, what they think. What they think needs to be known. And that's fine that they can have those opinions. That's the thing. Like, people will say, well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion and everything. And that's true. And that's fine. But when your opinion equals force upon another human being,
yeah,
because your opinion is being forced upon them, like, that's wrong. No, I do not agree with your opinion, but that doesn't matter because you are forcing your opinion upon me because you're a fucking bureaucrat that works for the government, and now I have to follow your rules. Otherwise, I get thrown in a cage or I get my home taken from me. Whatever.
Yeah. And I think private schools are getting more expensive, though, too, because, like, they just don't have the funding. Well, I'm sure, like, I just think it's, like, for some family, I can tell you right now, I bet a lot of parents would rather send their kids to a private school than a public school, but they just don't have the money to send. You know, a lot of parents have a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well, and you got to think about, if you do choose to send your kids to a private school, you now have to pay to send them to the private school.
Which is
whatever. But at the same time, you have to pay for that public school that you're not sending your kids to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're still paying your property taxes. Because if if you don't, they will come to your house and they will take your home away from you. And if you defend yourself against them and try to save your home that you own, that you bought, they will throw you in a cage. Yeah. They might murder you.
And you
if
know
you
what?
Defend yourself too much, they will fucking murder you. That's what they do.
And I know a lot of private schools will give discounts, like parents saying, like, if you have more than one child in our school, we'll give you a discount. Because I remember that me and my brother, it was $700 a year. This is back a while ago. $700 a year per student. But because when my brother came to school, so it was like, then there was a discount. It would have been $1,400, but because two of us were there, they gave you a discount of whatever. I don't know exactly from that point on, but that was, think about $700 a year just to send your kid to school. Plus you're already paying your taxes to send our neighbors to school. Cause me and my brother were the only two that went to private school in our neighborhood. Like that's a lot of money. And like, for my people, and I'm going to tell you about, like, my dad lost his job like halfway and my parents still put me through private school, though. Like, until the moment I told my parents I didn't want to go anymore, they put me there. And I didn't finish. My private school went from K-8, but in 7th grade, I said, I don't want to be here 8th grade. Like, I want to transfer. And my mom let me because it was my decision. Like, I'm old enough to make my own decision. Yep. And I wasn't happy where I was at.
And that's the way it should be.
And she let me go there. And my brother stayed. He wanted to stay, so he stayed. Right. She didn't force anything on us. And I, you know, I respect my mom for doing that and not making me do something I didn't want to do.
If your kids, like, I think in a real voluntary society where, you know, everybody has the real freedom to choose and everything, I think that the whole government school thing would just phase out anyway. But if it did, for whatever reason, still exist, as long as you made it where people decide, like, make it a market decision, a voluntary decision, where, like, you and I don't have any kids, yet we pay for all of our neighbors to go to school around here. So stop that bullshit. So, you know, I mean, it makes zero sense to me because in my head, it would no longer exist. As soon as that would happen, if you made it where everybody had the choice, actual freedom of choice, what we should have anyways, because we're human beings and we make our own decisions. Yeah. But, there wouldn't be a government school in my head, but let's just say there is competing against a private school where you pay to go to the school, you pay to send your kids to the school or whatever. You would have to start paying to send your kid to the government school too.
Yeah, so and you're going to choose which better.
And they're not pulling funding from stealing from people anymore because it's this voluntary society. So, like, how would they even exist?
Yeah.
Who the hell would go to them because they're so inefficient and all that? You know what I'm saying?
They are, yes.
Like,
and some people might be like, well, what about, like, little kids can't make decisions for themselves. Okay, that's fine. Well, then this is what you would do. Okay, you're growing, you know, you have a kid, whatever. They're little. Then you project. Okay, so you want them, you project what you believe in, but then you also present other ideas and let them choose when they're old enough what idea they believe in themselves. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I know a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean? Little kids can't make decisions. Like, that always is about my little ones. They can't.
I think they can.
They can tell you what they like and don't. Yes. I don't like macaroni and cheese. They're telling you that right now. They don't want macaroni and cheese. Like, they can make those simple things. Yes, when it comes to higher level thinking things, such as schooling or what they want to do when they grow up. Stuff, but even when they can tell you what they want to be when they grow up. Whatever.
Well, and eventually they'll get there. But
you have to present those ideas. Like, okay, so let's just, you know, we had a child, but and we presented the ideas of what we believe in, but we also presented other ideas. And let's say they didn't like the idea. Well, that's fine. We at least gave them that choice to make their decision. And then they can never say that we forced them to be a certain way.
But I will always, if I had that child, I would always teach them force is not the answer. Like, don't, whatever you are thinking that you maybe you want to go into or whatever, like, don't force other people, like, whatever it is.
Okay,
if
that's
if
fine.
If you're trying to be a police officer.
Okay, that's fine, but don't.
That's fine, but don't, like, don't aggress against peaceful people that are carrying, like, plants or chemicals. Come on.
They're holding up a sign in front of the Capitol building.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I mean?
Whatever
yeah.
that makes no sense. Or somebody that's going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Done anything yet.
Yes, if somebody has hurt somebody, okay, yes, come on. Of course. Something needs to happen to them. But when you're not doing any harm, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
And that's the problem with the whole government school system is the government is doing harm to everyone to provide, they call everyone, they're calling it to provide everyone with this educational system, but you're still harming people who do not have kids to help pay for
other people who have made that decision to have kids or whatever.
And I mean, that's fine. And I understand that those kids need an education.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is true. I totally agree with that. But I believe it could
be done more efficiently
without stealing from people who don't have kids that have no concern in your whole system.
Or not even people that don't have kids, but people who have kids but are choosing to put their kids into a different institution.
Or deciding to homeschool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You're stealing their money that they would use to help educate their own child in the home, but they are forced to pay for everyone else to go to.
And
you know
people,
what I'm saying?
People will always say, well, you homeschool them, like, they're going to be weird. They're not getting the social. That's
bullshit.
BS, because my neighbors were homeschooled and me and my brother hang out with them after school all the time. Like, we would go play with them. They were my babysitter. Like, the mom would babysit me and my brother. Like, sometimes we go up and play all the time with them. Like, they're socially fine. Like, that's bullshit. Because you meet friends other ways in school. Like,
yeah. If we accidentally have a kid, I would like
accidentally
the kid to be homeschooled. But I'm not sure how that would work because we have to work. But not, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing less than I would like to send them to. I don't want to send them to a government school. Not at all.
I mean, and there's ways to do it. Like, I can say, like, I know that, especially if you. Private schools are weird because a lot of private schools are also Catholic, like, religious. But I mean.
That's the problem.
But
too.
That's. But almost it's. I almost feel it's even better. Like, it's still better than a public school.
Right. But the real problem is the government has a fucking virtual monopoly on
education.
True. And I wouldn't even call it education, on schooling.
Yeah.
Because I don't call that education. What they teach, that's not education. Teaching that Abraham Lincoln was the most amazing.
I mean, that's
fucking
true.
And FDR. And these guys were horrible fucking tyrants. I mean, this is fucking, if you look it up, the true facts of their shit. They are horrible tyrants, yet we praise Abraham Lincoln, we praise FDR and all this bullshit.
But Honest Abe. That's what they teach you in school.
Oh my god, Honest Abe loved killing black people.
Yep. And he had slaves,
didn't
he?
He had slaves. He was never against slavery. If you just look at his one of his State of the Unions or whatever the hell it was, addresses, maybe it was his when he got, because he was one of them that had the 8 years as president, I think.
Okay, two terms.
Yeah. Before I think he died. Second interim, whatever the fuck you call it, speeches, he was like talking all against, I don't know.
Black people.
Yeah. It
African Americans.
I don't know. You can look it up. Obviously, I can't bring it up in my head right now.
You have a book, though. What's the book that you have about? Can you go look?
Yeah, Tom DiLorenzo, The Real Lincoln.
The Real Lincoln. Take a drink. The Real Lincoln. No, I haven't read that one, but
it's you have. Fucking pretty eye-opening because I remember all through school.
Well, I remember they used to do President's Day. Like, we would research presidents.
There's still Lincoln Day. There's still fucking Lincoln Day.
No, there is no Lincoln Day. No, President's Day, it's called. So it's all the presidents together.
But there used to be a fucking Lincoln Day, and they just threw it in there.
Really? I didn't know that.
I remember there was a Lincoln Day. And, well, I'm from Illinois, and that's where he's from.
Maybe then, okay.
And there's this little, small little town in Illinois near the town that I grew up in. And you can go there and you, like, see Lincoln's cabin or whatever.
It's still there. Like, it's still,
they
like,
have it all, like,
do they rebuild it to, like,
I don't
represent
know
it?
Because
how can
but
a
they
cabin
show it off. Like, people take tours of it constantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, Illinois is Lincoln Central. And it's fucking, there's gotcha. Even a Lincoln, Illinois. It's near,
oh, yeah. I've heard
near
of
the
that.
Capital.
But...
It's near Springfield. It's really close.
Okay. So I've only got one story done, so I think we need to move on.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll just go quickly through the other couple of the other ones. But anyway, sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to make sure we...
Shit happened.
Yeah, exactly. But, all right, so the next story that I have is from Gizmodo, and it's about SOPA, and it's about companies that are going to be, you know, basically protesting against it. And one of them is it Reddit or...
Reddit.
Reddit, okay. Reddit is having a blackout on the 18th of January in protest against SOPA. Do you kind of want to just talk a little bit? What is Reddit real quick? Can you just give a quick...
Reddit is a site where users get to just provide their stories or whatever they find, a video or a blog post that they find interesting. They post it to Reddit, and then other users of the site Reddit get to vote them up or down. And then so many votes up makes it higher and onto the front page.
Okay.
So if it's a really good story that a bunch of people like, then it's going to be on the front page.
So it's basically kind of like a blog, but you're basically submitting other people's
writing. Well, it's kind of like Free Talk Live's site. If you go to freetalklive.com, they do the same type of shit. And it's just people get to post their... whatever they think is
interesting. Okay, interesting.
Important.
And okay.
Then other people decide if it is. And if it is, then it'll be on the front page.
So obviously SOPA would really affect them.
Because people would post videos and such, and they might be copyrighted. And then SOPA would come in and look at Reddit and be like, oh, you have a copyrighted video on your site. You are shut down. And so Reddit would not exist. It would be impossible for Reddit to exist if... SOPA passed. It would probably be impossible for Free Talk Live to exist if SOPA passed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if SOPA passed. I don't even know when SOPA's supposed to pass.
No, that it's it.
Does
yeah,
it
I don't know
that.
No, it doesn't
article?
Say down here. Not the this article, but I know that's probably why people are trying. This
I'm just
is why
curious.
I think it's coming.
I have never read where, like when.
Maybe that's
SOPA's
something we should research and bring it up for next episode.
I'm curious about that.
But on the 18th of January, visitors to Reddit, usually wonderfully chaotic homepage, will instead be greeted by a simple message about how the SOPA legislation... Oh, I said that wrong.
Take a drink.
Legislation.
That is incredible.
Shut down sites like Reddit, according to a blog post written by the Reddit team. The blackout will last 12 hours.
Good luck.
They said, as well as that message, the page will link the resources where people can learn more about SOPA and suggest ways in which people can take action. So they're not only going to have that message saying, hey, we're, you know, not operating today, they're also going to have them have ways to learn more about SOPA and then find ways to take action against SOPA.
As an aside,
so that's kind of good.
As an aside to that, I've read... other places that there are many other websites that are doing the same thing.
Yes.
Planning on doing the same thing. I didn't know if I sent you that.
No. They said that we need to make a real impact is for some of the big boys. So they, what they really want is like for Google and Facebook to do something like that.
Facebook's already talked about it. Okay. I don't know if Google has.
But Google would probably be affected by it too because people are, it's a search engine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Google.
So.
Yeah.
They would
I'm
have
sure
to
Google
be
probably
by
has.
It.
I just didn't, I can't remember. But I know Facebook said something. Wikipedia said something. They're going to do it. There was a bunch of other sites, and maybe Google was one of them. It very easily could have been.
So basically, this is just one step that a website / business is trying to help promote against
it. That's one of the things. It's like, I mean, hopefully that works, but nothing worked when the government wanted to do the bailouts of the banks.
That's
like
true.
90%+ of the people were against the bailouts. And so that right there clearly shows that they do not represent the people. The government does not represent the people. They bailed out the banks when 90%+ of the people said no. Fuck no.
Well, if SOPA really passes, the internet's going to be destroyed, basically. It's going to dramatically
Our
change.
Our website's
going to
be fucked. We can't post any videos or anything.
No. It's going to dramatically.
YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube
what's gonna,
would
that's
probably
what I was thinking.
Fucked.
Well, I mean, except for the people that post their own videos.
Right.
But
right.
other than
well,
that.
Well, even that, Joe Rogan said that even before SOPA ever was even talked about, Joe Rogan posts his own fucking.
Oh, yeah. You
his own
about this.
Comedy clip of him doing stand up. To his own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And YouTube shut it down because it was copyrighted. Copyright infringement.
YouTube like, seems
dude,
like a hot mess.
It's me. I'm posting it, and I did it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I like YouTube. Shit. It comes up with some crazy stuff, but I'm just saying sometimes they're stupid.
No, it's not even YouTube.
But no, because they were the ones that banned it.
No. It was the government who forced them
to
shut it down.
Okay, never mind.
Because the
now
YouTube
I know
is trying to follow the rules that the government passes down to them on copyright. It's YouTube does not have copyright rules.
Yeah.
They're just trying to follow the rules.
True.
And so, which means they have to get rid of anything that's copyright infringement. Even though Joe Rogan owns the fucking channel and it's Joe Rogan doing the fucking thing.
Yeah, like it was his own. Yeah, it's him.
That's the government. Yeah. It's not YouTube.
No,
and
that's
problem.
That was my mistake. I
and
said that wrong. I shouldn't have said that
way. And that's what people
way.
Tend to do, and that's why people
blame
like,
corporations.
Well,
for
blame corporations. Blame poor people who collect government
welfare. No, and I said that too. And I want to tell you a real bit quick comment on that because when I went home last May. My dad had brought up something about, one of our neighbors or something. Oh, they're sitting there on welfare. And I go, well, Dad, don't blame them. They're getting a freebie. If the government wouldn't have offered that, then they wouldn't be sitting there doing that. They would go out and get a job. And he goes, oh, you're right. Because I said, like, he didn't think about that.
If
he was never presented with that idea.
If a bunch of free money was offered up to you to not work.
Hell yeah, I would do that. Like, of course. Why would I want to go work?
Exactly.
I can do stuff at home
and,
or do whatever the fuck I
want. And you're not
going to
think about where it comes from. You just think it comes from the government. Okay, so
You don't
whatever.
Think it's coming from other people's pockets.
It's stolen from
yes.
everybody else. But people don't think that way.
No, of course not.
Because that's what's really
that's
happening.
That's not how you're brought up in government schools.
Exactly.
That's not how your parents were taught. Exactly. So therefore, they don't teach you that because your parents weren't taught that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly. All right, next one. Santorum. Handlers rough up presidential candidate Vermin Supreme.
Oh,
and
that
this
was
is
a
off
video
the raw
that
story.
I forgot about.
It's okay.
I wanted to play a video of Vermin Supreme.
Apparently, he's a presidential candidate and activist, right, for the Democratic, right?
He's on the
Democratic side, but he's like so. Like, there's a picture of him. He wears a boot on his head
constantly.
Wears his boot on his head.
He's
awesome. Like an older looking man too.
That's a fucking video. I wanted to play.
It's okay.
Maybe I'll find a video.
You
when
can
we
post
come back.
It on the. But you could always post it on the website.
I could do that. Yeah. But I might play a little bit when we come back from break, maybe.
But apparently, like he tried to greet Santorum at one of the new. You know, I think it might have been in New Hampshire, but maybe not. He tried to greet him, and he got like pushed away from him. He was just trying to be like friendly, like hey, like how are you doing? Like
though he
looks kind of silly.
He's one of the. He's not a front runner, but he's a big runner. I mean, he got third, I think, in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Of course, Obama got first.
Yeah.
And then some, I don't know who.
Well, it says at first he thought apparently that his, like, Santorum's, like, goons who were shoving him out, you know, was trying to get him away.
Right, right.
But apparently, like, it was Santorum who was telling him, like, get this dude away from me or whatever. And he got, like, the police involved and, like, the police shoved him and stuff. And that's when he was kind of like, okay, I'm going to back up. But Supreme, who has proclaimed himself a tyrant you can trust, said he didn't mind the physical confrontation, but brushing it off as a political, you know, politics as usual.
Yep. He's so awesome. Like, he calls himself Vermin Supreme.
Yeah.
Because he calls all politicians vermin. So he's a vermin, but he's the supreme vermin.
Yes. Vermin's and great. It's funny because, like, he says his 2012 platform consists of zombie preparedness and a pony for each American.
Because awesome.
Everyone always like, when I'm little, I want a pony, you know. Yeah. In addition to running for various political positions throughout the year, Supreme has been active in Occupy, let's take a drink, Boston protests, and has glittered bombed anti-abortion activists.
Yeah.
Or Terry.
Yeah, there was one where he was like... taking questions, and then at the end of his questions, he just out of nowhere threw glitter on one of his opponents or something, and said, "I declare him gay now." Like, what?
I think what he's trying to, like, a lot of it is, like, he's trying to make it seem like how silly is all this crap that's going on.
Making it like it's a joke that it is. It is this huge fucking retarded
He's
joke.
Showing for what it really is.
Yeah.
What it really is.
And that's what I love about it. It's so awesome. Yeah. Look up Vermin Supreme.
Yes.
Maybe we'll play a little
If
bit
we
of
don't play it, we'll
something.
Be on our website. Because remember, we're doing this week is our goal this week is to change up
change
the website. So we're fine.
Well, we'll post it on Facebook for sure.
And if you really want to see it, you know, it's on the Raw story and the video is right below the article. So it's right there for you. And it's on YouTube. The next story is actually, it's, when I read this, I was super sad. Like, this is horrible, and I'm embarrassed that I am an American,
even though
I didn't do this. Debbie Marines
Downer.
Urinating on Taliban, and it has a picture of all four Marines, and they've been identified as. And there's a picture, and of course they blur out their penises. But I'm saying, like,
oh, you were upset about that,
of course. And and
you have any
but
body?
But you know what? That fucking represents me. Like, I'm pissing on a fucking other country, like a person. Like, you're peeing on a fucking person.
Yeah. Here,
But think about this: those people that got killed weren't the ones who came over, and if they really did come over and bomb us, so why are we taking it out on them? Like, it's the same thing. You know what I mean?
See, I have a little different view on this. I'm not so crazy and upset about them urinating on their dead bodies. What I'm really upset about is that they killed them.
Well, no, and that's right, too. They're dead. Okay,
you know,
I see your point there. Yeah, they actually had killed
them.
Once
you're dead, and this is just the way... this is the way that I feel. Like, once I'm dead, I don't give a fuck. Take me out like Bernie, Weekend of Bernie style, and fucking throw vodka in my face. I don't give a shit. I'm dead. Like, why do I care what the fuck happens to my body once
I'm
dead?
But it's just like...
But...
That's what they're saying. Like, I fucking killed you, and I don't give a shit. Like, at the point, it's like, you know what I mean?
And that's true. And I see that.
That's how I see it, I guess.
But the thing is, I fucking killed you. And
I know that's the most important piece of it.
The government, like, is there even a story about, like, those people... Why they were killed? Like,
no, of course
nobody
not.
Ever talks about
no,
that.
No, of course
Why were
not.
Those people killed, first off? Yes, they pissed on their bodies. Okay. Why did they kill them? Did they do anything? Were they coming after them? Maybe they were coming after them because they were trying to occupy their fucking land. Get the fuck off their land!
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to kill them. They're defending their land.
Would
just
the same thing that
right
you
now,
would have
now? What if fucking Red China? What if fucking Red China came over here and they had a huge ass military that fucking rocked our asses, and they are just starting landing people in here, taking over homes? That's what they're doing there.
That's
they bust into
the
homes and they just shoot people.
As I'm saying, like, people want to protect, like, they're probably just protecting themselves. Even if they are trying to attack them, you're protecting yourself because you're on my fucking property. Like, you're over here. Get the fuck out of here. Like,
so
I'm protecting what is mine.
This is what I'm saying. So what if Red China was over here and they're busting in our house, they killed us, and then they urinated on our corpse? Okay, what's the worst of that? I think they killed us.
No, and I agree with you, but like I wasn't looking
I don't
at
give
that.
A fuck what they
looking,
do after they kill me.
I was looking at the point of like, okay, yeah, the first part is, yeah, they killed me. That's horrible. But then they take it to the level where like not only do they kill me, they have so lack of respect for me that they pee on
me. I totally agree, but I'm just saying that I have a different view than other people do. Like, I just don't give a fuck about that. That matters nothing to me. What matters to me is killing peaceful people.
And I agree with that.
Killing
statement.
People on land that you are trying to occupy when they are trying to defend against you.
Yeah.
Stop occupying their land. Then you wouldn't fucking have to kill them. Then you wouldn't have to piss on their fucking bodies.
That's true.
So I don't even care about the pissing on the bodies. Stop killing them. They're brown people. Thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
They do not hate us for our freedoms. They hate us because we keep meddling with their fucking shit since the 50s when we installed
the
government.
Well, here's the thing is let
US
them
government
live. Okay, if you don't like
the
how they live, then let them live like the way they want to do. That's fine. We don't need to live like that. Then we live over here and we do our own thing. And if you don't like it, then you go somewhere else.
Well,
but that's the whole thing. Because I hate, and I just kind of said it, but I hate when people say, like, well, you don't like America, then go somewhere else. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, let them have their own beliefs and their own way of life. And let, you know, we have our own way of life over here. Like, there's no reason for.
And what I'm saying.
And they'll
is,
say, well, they have the nuclear bombs and they have all that. Bullshit on that. They why can't they? We have them, so why can't they? And it's not like anyone's going to use any of them.
Their belief structure, I believe, is so out of whack because in the 50s, the U.S. government. That you guys praise and salute the flag and all this stuff. They went over there and installed the Shah of Iran.
Oh, yeah.
And he slaughtered millions of just regular people.
Yeah.
And that was the U.S. government put him in charge in the 50s. This is where all this shit comes from.
Yeah.
All this shit does not come from 9/11. This
no,
is where
of
people,
course not. No.
This is where
people
think.
But
people
think it does.
This
is
when it starts.
I understand.
This Adam fucking Carolla. I keep listening to him. He's funny, and it's a great show. But he has this mindset where history started on 9/11.
It did not.
Go back. The fucking 50s.
It was a part of history.
The U.S. fucking government installed this, the Shah of Iran, and he slaughtered millions of people, and he was backed by the U.S.
Yeah.
government. This is why the people in the Middle East hate the U.S.
over.
Government.
Exactly.
And they equate the U.S. government with the U.S. people. So this is why they eventually fly planes into buildings to kill the people.
Yes. Just like,
you're doing,
yes,
equating
exactly. I was just
all
gonna say that.
Middle East people with terrorists. They're all terrorists. No, they aren't.
Yeah.
Most of them don't give a fuck. They don't even know anything about this, but they're getting slaughtered by your troops that you fund with your taxation.
But no, can I tell you a story that applies to that?
Please do.
Right after 9/11 happened, my parents and us, we flew to Florida. Like, not right after. I mean, it was, like, May after. So, I mean, it was still kind of, like, everyone was freaking out. And I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was 15 years old, maybe. So, I mean, of course, like, I'm still naive and young. And there was people with, like, the head things on, like, and they got on our plane. And I started, like, freaking out because, and of course, everything was fine because I'm here today. But in my mind, because of everything that I've heard and all the bad stuff I heard, I all automatically thought of them as a harm to myself, even though there was nothing to be afraid of.
That's what the mainstream media does.
And that's horrible.
To everyone.
So it's just kind of like us, like maybe we were just traveling through their country. They look at us thinking, oh my God, they're here to like do shit to it. Like whatever they think of us. But we're not, and it's just the idea that's put into their heads.
It's the same thing with the fucking, what they call illegal aliens. They're not doing any harm.
Yeah.
Yes, some of them are.
But it's more
but
of the...
You know what? There's a hell of a lot more white Americans doing a lot more harm in this country.
Yeah. I agree.
Let them come over here to make better their life. It's slightly better here than it is there.
And if they're not going to hurt anyone, then why does it really matter?
It's the same shit. The shit just gets shoved into their brains, and they just believe it from the mainstream media. Fuck the mainstream media. It's fucking retarded. It's all owned by the government. They only release the government statements.
Exactly.
Anything that has to do with government, they release whatever the statement comes from the government. Yeah. They're the ones that make the news. They set it up. They already have it written out, and the mainstream media just reads it off the way that they give it to them.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Like, you need to go to alternative media. Go to Freedom's Phoenix. Go to Lou Rockwell. Go to real shit that's not owned by government and corporations.
And learn about stuff that you wouldn't see on CBS.com or wherever you, NBC or MSNBC, whatever the fucking Yahoo even. God, go somewhere else. Just explore. But, okay, moving on because we're kind of running over. The next thing is about the TSA and their annual report about, like, oh, what they've done this year and how they prevented people from being harmed. I'm not going to read it. Basically, you know, they were given an $8 billion budget to protect everyone from terror attacks and all that stuff. And basically, the worst thing that when I read this article, it's on Freedom's Phoenix, so if you really want to read it, go ahead. You can look it up. It's called TSA Annual Report. Well, some guy had a gun, but he had forgot. It was like, you know, like a hunting thing. Like, he forgot it was there. It wasn't like he was trying to bring a gun onto the plane or anything like that. There was something like reptiles. Like, well, what is that going to do to anyone? Even if it was a snake, it's not going to do anything. Apparently, they considered some college student science project as a concern. Yeah. But once again, it was part of their a college experience, which is already owned by the government. So it's like they're attacking themselves.
I thought there was a cupcake or something.
No, not in the one that I have here. Their worst one they had here was the .380 pistol. That they found in Detroit, but wonderful. I mean, it was just a mistake. Like, the guy had forgotten
so
it was
terrorism.
In there.
I mean, they haven't stopped any terrorism.
No, and even it's taken, and it's, look, $8 billion, $8 billion to do nothing,
from
basically.
You. Even when you know, the certain things that have happened, like, what is it, the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber?
It was the underwear bomber.
What?
The underwear bomber was his name.
And there was a shoe bomber,
I don't remember that.
Like 2004 or something.
Oh,
like
okay,
that.
Long. Okay.
Yeah, a while back. But anyway, those things were stopped by the people on the plane.
Yeah.
They were alerted to by the people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
The TSA has not stopped a single terrorist attack.
Obviously, it's gotten through the TSA to get onto the actual plane to cause
exactly.
that. So, of course, it
and
has nothing to do with
the TSA. Even
their
own reports, they allow. There was one report where they allowed 100% of weapons to get onto the plane. They failed. They keep failing over and over again. And you want to keep paying this government that's supposed to keep you safe when, in fact, they have no duty to keep you safe.
No, because if you call a police officer,
if they fail to keep you safe, you cannot sue them. Mm-hmm. You cannot hold them accountable for not keeping you safe. So they have no duty to keep you safe.
Exactly.
So stop fucking paying them. There is no logic. I don't understand how people don't see this. If they have no duty to keep you safe, yet you're paying them because you think they have a duty to keep you safe.
They don't.
They have no duty to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. Why are you paying them?
I hear you.
It's stolen money. They're not keeping you safe.
It's more money out of your pocket for nothing.
What are they doing? Tell me what they're doing. Call 623-505-6375. Leave me a drunken message. Tell me what they're doing. Right.
Yeah, because they're not.
How are they protecting us?
And if you think they are, then I'm curious to hear what you have to think.
Yeah, I'm
because
so
I
curious.
Don't see it. But
it makes zero sense.
We would be more than happy to hear what you have to say because you never know.
Got another?
Yes, about Illinois requires.
We need to take a break soon. So.
I know. I have two more. Okay. Illinois requires ID to buy Drano.
Great.
So you know Drano. You know you pour in your drains because you have hair clogged up in there or whatever it is.
Illinois is a police state, so I could.
Apparently now the law requires purchasers of drain cleaners, not just Drano, any kind of drain cleaner, to provide an ID. And then sign a purchase log so that they know who purchased this. So that if anything ever does happen with Drano, that they can come look for you and try and, you know, keep you accountable for something that you might not even have freaking done. So anyways,
prohibition.
Apparently then they were saying that somebody started freaking out on a, you know, a register clerk and blah, 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 and that became big news. But I mean, this is ridiculous. It's freaking Drano. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's all I got to say. What the fuck? And the funny thing is, I was thinking about buying Drano the other day.
Hey, it's for your protection so you don't drink it and die.
Whatever. If I want to fucking drink Drano and die, then I want to fucking drink Drano and die. That's not your decision, government, to tell me what I can drink and not drink. So screw you. Anyways, moving on to my last story. It is about bladders, which I need to pee. So this fits perfectly for our last story. People with full bladders make better decisions.
Oh!
Scientists
let's make
discovered.
Some decisions. Take a drink. I can't say decisions.
Right now. Okay. Researchers discovered the brain self-control mechanism provides restraints in all areas at once. They found people with a full bladder were able to better control and hold off making important or expensive decisions, leading to better judgment. Psychologists from the University of a university in Netherlands linked bladder control to the same part of the brain that activates feelings of despair and reward. Well, I guess that they're saying is people that are more depressed will buy more, I guess what they're kind of saying, which makes sense. Like, if you're feeling down, you'll buy something nice for yourself or whatever. So, there, you know, it kind of, the bladder control is linked to that same thing. The study published in the Psychological Sciences also concluded that just thinking about words related to urination triggered the same effect. So, like, if you're just thinking about peeing, apparently, like, you won't buy stuff or make bad decisions.
Well, I'm thinking we should try and make some decisions right now since we both have full bladders.
I don't have any decisions to make.
Wouldn't we make good decisions? Isn't that what it's saying?
Basically saying when you have a full bladder, you will make better decisions.
So make a decision right now on something.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot.
I know.
But you think about it. If you're in the store and you have to pee, like, you're not going to walk around and find stuff.
Right,
like, you're going to get what
true.
You need and get out.
Is it just
that's kind of like what they're
is
saying.
Is that what they're saying? It only has to do with, like, in a store, impulse buying or something like
that? It says people are more able to control their impulses for short-term pleasures and joy. So it kind of makes sense. Think about it. If you ever been in the store and you had to go to the bath, just in general, the bathroom, whether it's pee or the other way, like, you're going to, like, get in there, get out, and do your...
The
so
other way?
Can, yeah. So you can go to the bathroom. Yes. But that it makes sense because I know that, like, personal experiences. So I don't think a scientist had to tell me that. I think I knew that. But anyways, that was my last story. So what?
Wait.
What, hon?
But
that's my last story.
Is there a little bit more on that?
Well, there... I have the, I guess the bladder is, like, I have to pee right now, so I'm, like, really don't want to talk about this. So I can go pee. Oh, I know. Oh, well, anyways, so they're just basically saying that if you're in a store, and go to the store basically when you have to pee, because then you're only going to buy what you need and get out. If you go when you're fully whatever, feeling great, you're not going to, you're going to buy more, yep. Which is true because I tend to buy more when I feel
true.
Okay.
Okay.
So, that's the news. I'm Sarah Renee. Sarah Renee. I can't even say my own freaking name. Remember, roses are red, violets are blue. Fuck you, whore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Feel it, baby.
I feel it. Okay. Good job there, Sarah Renee. Well, I don't know where you're going. There's applause for you.
I thought that was the break music. I have to pee so bad.
I have to introduce the music.
Okay, introduce
just
the break
go
music.
Go ahead. I'll introduce it myself, and I'll send it away. Yeah, so we're going to break. She has run really fast to the bathroom. This song is by the Rat Pack. It's called Mr. Booze. All right, have fun, bitches.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze, Mr. B-double-O-Z,
that sure spells booze.
You will wind up wearing tattered shoes if you mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with Mr. Booze. Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with B-double-O-Z. If you've been so stiff they thought you'd die, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
Testify.
I want to testify.
this.
I want to testify.
Well, then cleanse yourself, my child. Cleanse yourself. Brothers and sisters, I happen to know this poor unfortunate soul and the fight she's waging against sin. That old devil Hooch has turned her into the unsightly person you see before you. Give us your testimony, my child.
Well, it all began with Daddy.
Yeah?
He said drink helped him stay alive.
Yeah?
Do you know how old he was when he died?
No.
He was 25.
No.
That's why I gotta come clean.
Why?
Because I'm already 17.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
What's his name?
We know his name. His name is
Mr. Boots. Mr. Boots. Mr. B-double-O-Z. He don't ever choose. Any game you play with him, you lose. So don't mess with Mr. Boots. If your head feels like it's 2 miles wide, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
I want to testify.
Well, come forward, dear brother, come forward. You see here, ladies and gentlemen, a man who just last year was the United States Olympic heavyweight wrestling champion. Here he is, just a shadow of his former self, wasted in health, ravaged by sin. Oh, give us your testimony, dear brother.
I was cruel. And I was mean.
He was mean.
I was a no-good pickpocket.
A no-good pickpocket.
And then, you see, Gin got me in its clutches now.
Gin got him in his clutches.
No, Gin, I say, Reverend.
Gin, oh, I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, and that's why I needs forgiving.
Why?
Because my hands shake so much now, I can't even make a living.
That's a shame.
What a shame.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? His name is
Mr. Boots. Mr. Boots, Mr. B-double-O-Z, you must refuse. You'll make the obituary news if you mess with Mr. Boots. If you've been so stiff that thought you died, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
Oh, yeah.
Testify.
Oh, yeah.
I want to testify. Oh. I want to testify.
Man, you don't have to.
Oh, but I want to.
Oh, let the bum testify.
Okay, then put down that demijohn and come up forward here and let us lead you on the path of righteousness. Not long ago, brothers and sisters, this helpless soul was the foremost brain surgeon in this grand and glorious country. Success was smiling down upon him. Well, go ahead now. Tell us your story. Don't be afraid
Let me tell.
On.
You see, I use spirits for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
I manufactured it for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
Then I started drinking what I manufactured until I drank myself out of a hell of a business for medicinal purposes only.
That's right.
Now, alcohol makes a big man small and can lead to a life of crime.
Demon rum makes a gin a bum and you can cash in before your time.
Bootleg gin puts you in a spin till you don't even know your name.
Your basket case flat on your face is only one guy to blame.
Oh, Mr. Boots. Mr. Boots, Mr. B-double-O-Z, don't ever choose, 'cause you'll wind up wearing tattered shoes if you mess with Mr. Boots.
Oh, Mr. Boots now.
Oh, Mr. Boots.
Don't mess with Mr. Boots.
Don't mess with D-double-O-Z, 'cause that spells booze, and you gotta lose with Mr. Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess around with Mr. Boots.
Don't mess with Mr. Boots.
Oh, what are you saying now?
Don't mess with Mr. Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with Mr. Boots.
Okay, so that was the Rat Pack.
Oh, yeah.
And we think that song was considered
Mr. Boots.
It was supposed to be like a joke back then, because then all the people in the Rat Pack, they drank, even
well,
though it was during.
I know, but it came out during Prohibition, so I don't know.
But anyways, so it's just a funny
maybe
song.
Maybe it was a joke, maybe it wasn't, maybe it was for real.
Frankie was in it, I think it was a joke.
Yeah, I know, they were drinking hardcore. But it's a good song, so. It's funny. I thought it was funny, so that's why I think it's a joke. But
it's a good little, oh, something like my parents would listen to. Like my dad, at least.
Yeah.
My mom was more about the swing, like those, I don't know, dancing songs. My dad's more like about that kind of stuff.
All right.
Anyways.
Cool this shit.
Anyways,
there we go. What do you have for us tonight about the
moon? I have the greatest toilet seat ever seen.
I want to. Should this be in our home?
Maybe if you want a bidet.
Okay, then maybe not.
You know what a bidet is?
Isn't it where it squirts up so it wipes your butt?
Yep.
Okay.
Then so you don't have to wipe your butt. Kind of washes your butt.
It's like a water fountain for your butt.
Yeah.
I've seen them in movies.
I don't know. Hidden away in a remote CES. Well, okay. This is from the CES conference. It's the Consumer Electronics Show. That was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole week. And a bunch of shit is from that. And most
that's where like all the new tablets come out or new technology TV stuff and all that shit. Good
and
shit.
Most of my cool new shit is from that. And this is one, but it's a toilet seat. Hidden away in a remote CES corridor amidst a sea of gaudy phone cases and chargers, something catches my eye. What's a toilet doing here? Oh, you know, just revolutionizing how you use the bathroom. No biggie. Behold the Swash 1000, the latest and greatest evolution of Braundell's line of high-tech toiletry.
Mm.
The Mark Cuban-backed company's raison d'etre. I don't know, it's French.
Take a drink, because he didn't say it right.
Oh, I'm sure I didn't say it right. It's French. To make it simple and enjoyable for everyone to have a bidet, you, me, the guy who owns the sketchy bodega down on Jefferson, the Pope, bidets are none too common in the U.S., where most of us are pathologically afraid of our own buttholes. But they make, but they make sense. They're more hygienic. You wouldn't rub yourself with a towel and call it a shower, would you? They're more ecologically sustainable than toilet paper. Americans use 34 million?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
34 million rolls of the stuff per day. And this, friends, is the freaking Cadillac of bidets. It's built into a heated toilet seat.
Ooh, well, I would only like that right now here.
Right now.
Not like during the summertime here in Arizona. Yeah,
well, I'm sure you could.
If they had a chilled one.
I'm sure you just turn it off.
I was just saying. Okay, move on. Sorry to interrupt you.
So it's easy to install and comfortable to use. The butt cleaning stream of water's temperature can be adjusted from 89 degrees to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. You can control the width and the angle in case you want it to hit your vagina. Rather than
or
your
a
anus.
Penis hole.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that.
If you tuck it under.
Okay, the jet tucks away into the seat and only pops out when you need it. And it's got a nano coating to keep it sterile. There's a second jet for gently cleaning lady parts. Or I guess guys could clean their balls. A deodorizer. And
ooh,
that'd
be good for balls.
And when the fun is all over, there's a built-in air dryer. All operated by a remote control. Wowzer.
Mm, interesting. How much does one of these cost? Does
that's
it talk
I'm
about that?
Looking at. Most of this is just his comments.
It might
it.
Not have had a priest.
Here we go.
Oh, did
the
it?
High end for you rear in Swash 1000. With all its bells and whistles and heated butt cleansing. Water jets will run you $600, which certainly ain't cheap for something you poop on.
Well, how much is a real how much is a regular toilet?
The EcoSeat 100 is only $179, but has relatively few features.
Hmm.
There are mid-range models too. I can't wait to sit down on one of these and give it the old heave ho.
Well, just think though, probably within a couple of years, it's going to be way less than that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But think about it, toilets haven't really evolved much. It was the outhouse.
It's a government-run sort of thing on the amount
they really
that
haven't
they,
evolved, really.
That's why. Because government does not innovate. They have regulated the, you know, the toilets on how much they can flush and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like how powerful their flush can be.
Oh, that's true.
All that type of
like,
shit.
Like, I just when you were reading that, I was thinking, I'm like,
it's
really
a hardcore government fucking thing. Toilets are government-run.
That's true.
And that's why that's you don't see any innovation. Oh. You know?
Yep.
Fuck, we could have flying toilets by now. Wait, I meant flying cars. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. We could have some hardcore toilets.
I don't even know what to say to that, so just move on. Next.
I'm just saying, I always mention, if government was never involved.
Roads? Who needs roads?
Right. If government was never involved in the roads and the whole car industry,
we'd be flying around.
We'd have flying cars by now. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Move on.
All right. 3D printers back in the news.
Ooh, fancy.
They were at the CES conference thing. In the space of 20 minutes, a plastic bottle opener has been constructed by the Replicator, a 3D printing machine capable of making objects up to the size of a loaf of bread. So this is one specialized for smaller items. But it printed a plastic bottle, 3D printer, and they call it the Replicator.
Ooh,
and this is what I've been
fancy.
Talking about. Like, when are they going to actually create the Replicator? Which is what a 3D printer basically is, but
and then you can just always replicate everything.
Anything
you
want,
you
can replicate it. But this is just for specific smaller items.
Okay.
This device is made by the New York startup MakerBot Industries and was launched at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. That's where it was. Vegas, not California. You were asking about where it was.
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas.
Close enough.
Objects can be created on a computer using free online software such as Tinkercad or Google SketchUp before being transferred to the Replicator on an SD memory card. Alternatively, other people's designs can be downloaded from MakerBot's community website. 3D Systems, a North Carolina-based veteran of the business, is at CES to launch Cube, its first consumer-focused product.
Ooh, fancy.
It's called Cube, and it's coming out to consumers, a 3D printer. It's called Cube.
Keep that in mind.
The $1,299 device is smaller than MakerBot's.
That's it? $1,200? No,
that's not really that expensive.
I'm thinking a couch is more expensive than that. Fucking couch.
MakerBot's, but looks
you
more
could freaking make a couch.
Utilizing cartridges rather than spools of plastic thread, like MakerBot, the firm also offers other people's designs for download. But unlike its New York competitor, it offers creators the chance to sell their goods in an online store that they create. Designers keep 60% of the proceeds. There's also a video on here. I got this from Kurzweil. It's entitled CES 2012 3D Printer Makes Rival Visions of Future. And there is a video, but I haven't watched it. I think it's a video of this thing printing shit.
Interesting.
But yeah. They got a consumer one.
$1,200 does not seem like a lot.
Soon enough, well, it's going to go down in price once there's more competitors, guaranteed. Soon enough, we're going to have our own little 3D printer, and we can just print shit that we don't have to go out and buy.
I need a tampon. Bring me out one.
I'm just kidding.
That's the first thing that came to my head.
That's a bloody mess.
All right, moving on to the next subject.
This is kind of,
can you just sniff my foot?
I guess what you would call piggybacks on that last one.
Okay.
It's time to start 3D scanning the world. Imagine if a robot could promptly recognize any object in a home or office or factory. That's a goal of a large hacker community formed around the Kinect, that's from the Xbox sensor.
Oh, yeah.
And startups like Matterport are enabling quick 3D rendering of objects just by taking images of the Kinect at a few angles. And that's all that's written there. But there's a few videos. And basically what they're trying to do is, like, what Google has done for Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of mapped out.
Yeah.
Fucking everywhere. This sort of company wants to 3D the world so that they can create virtual worlds.
Fancy.
In a game sort of world, or an even a what you may call an internet network or whatever that you plug into, and now you're in this 3D world, and it's just like the Google Maps where it's like everything's there.
Yeah.
Map it out, but in a 3D style.
Hmm.
Sounds fucking awesome.
It's freaking fancy.
Moving on. This is a story about, this is just about the CES conference, the Consumer Electronics Show. There's some LG electronics, their TVs. They've developed a really nice voice recognition remote for their TVs.
Ooh, so how nice.
Don't even need a remote. You just
but what
talk.
Happens if you have someone... Oh, okay, so it's not like... It's not specified for one person. It's like any voice. Okay.
No, just you just talk to it and you tell it, turn up the volume, turn it to channel 46.
Or, oh, very nice.
Whatever, whatever. Like play this Blu-ray that I just put in or whatever.
Making us even more lazy. That's good.
No, I would
you don't have it. But you know what? I like not having so many remotes. Like, my
yeah,
God, that'd
be
awesome.
We have 8 million remotes.
Think about all those remotes we would not have to have.
That's what I'm saying.
I like
but
that
it,
idea.
But it takes a little thing that you have to put near the TV, kind of like the Xbox Kinect. It has to point to you and it'll pick up your
so
voice.
So like the Wii has that little bar that you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
To.
It'll take something like that, but it's not going to be huge or anything like that, but it reads what you're saying to it and then it throws it, you plug it to your TV somehow and then you say it and then your TV does it.
Sweet.
There's something else. Ubuntu. That's what it's called. Embedded in your TV will combine online streaming television channels and apps. Sounds kind of like what we already had Play On.
Oh, yeah, Play On.
But I guess it's a more...
Play On is like where you can, like, if people that don't know Play On, you know, if you have a PlayStation or some kind of, like, it works on the Wii, too.
Wii, Xbox.
Yeah. You go, you click on Play On, and it has, it's basically like a Netflix, but it goes by, like, it has Hulu channels, NBC channels. Also, though, if you download or torrent things, you can put those into the Play On, so then you can watch it through your TV using your PlayStation or Xbox or Wii.
Yeah.
PlayStation, I think we found has been the easiest because Wii's kind of the remote kind of sucks with it, but
yeah. Well, we don't.
That's
have
what Play
Xbox.
On is. So it's kind of like they're taken from Play On. Maybe it'd be a little bit more efficient than Play On, though. Like maybe it's already into the TV. Like,
I don't know. Well, this Ubuntu, it also offers Netflix. So it's like a replacement for the whole PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
So it offers Netflix itself, but then it also allows other things like you buy shit or you rent movies on Ubuntu and then they're there.
Gotcha.
But I still think you have to pay for that. Like, Play On super cheap. You
well,
pay
you...
$20 for the whole year or something. And plus, I got grandfathered in because I got
originally,
Play On way early, so I barely pay anything.
Originally, it was like $40 forever, the original.
I don't even think it was that much. I think
but
it was
then,
30, maybe,
but then think about it.
Forever.
Then they started because when I got it, it was $20
well, it
per
growing,
year.
They
or
didn't
something.
They didn't think that they were actually going to grow that much, but they grew and they were like.
Then they started
shit,
charging
we can make
per
some
year. Yeah,
money, so.
But still, it's $20 per year. I mean,
still super cheap.
Cable company.
Whatever
paid,
it is,
we paid when we had cable. It was $170 a month.
Fuck cable.
So that was like that was bullshit. Yeah. So
bullshit. It was bullshit.
And well, and never mind. I'm gonna say what happened. But anyways. So, but now, so, but even then, if you, even if it was $40 a year, that's $40 a year, and you can put
a
your
year? Yeah.
all your shit into the computer to put on, to play on to your PlayStation,
yeah,
and who knows what's going to be in a couple, another year, all these TVs that are coming out, it might be even simpler than that, so,
well,
super nice, I love it.
Well, eventually, it's just going to be in your TV, like, you're just going to, like the TV...
Yeah.
If Play On still existed, the TV would just pick up the Play On.
Look
so
where we
have,
come from VCRs. VCRs. Look where we have come from.
VHS.
Yeah. Then it was the VCR and CD player together. Then it went to the Blu-ray play. Look at all this fancy shit
and then
going
there's
on.
This other thing.
Is this a new story?
Well, it's in the same story, but Kinect for Windows. So, you know, the Kinect for Xbox, which is awesome, even though I don't have an Xbox. I haven't ever tried it out, but it's...
My brother had an Xbox before.
But
old
does he
school.
Have a Kinect?
No, this is old school. He has
anyway,
a Wii now.
There's a Kinect coming out for your computer if you have a Windows-based computer. And
there's one problem I have with Windows. Because they're so... Like, they always knew where Apple's so much more consistent. Like, Windows is always...
Now.
Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 24 soon. Like... They always are fucking shit up.
No. Windows 7, I have experienced no problems with Windows 7. And Windows 8 is coming out, and that's part of another one of my stories. Windows 8 that you can control with your eyes.
Oh, you did tell me about this.
Yeah, Windows is getting pretty good. It's like everything is just getting that good where it doesn't even matter.
Steve Jobs, since he's passed, if Windows is going to oversee Apple. No.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I just think that everything is just getting that good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how new cars are now. It doesn't really matter if you buy a new car. It doesn't really matter what you buy because it's going to fucking run.
My dad even told me that the other day. He's like, Sarah, like, you know, the other day, he was like, new cars last longer than old cars now. Like, 50,000 miles to a new car now is completely different than 50,000 miles to a 20-year-old car.
That's what I'm getting at, is that it doesn't fucking matter. And that's what I'm getting at here is the Kinect for Windows. They have a little Kinect thing like Xbox where you can just, well, this other story I have, you use your eyes and look at Firefox, and then you'll load Firefox. You don't have to click anything. You don't have to move your hands anywhere. But this Kinect would allow you to do that if you wanted to, like move your hands in front of the and all that kind of shit. You know what you would do with a Kinect. Although you're not
paying attention. I'm paying attention. I was Liberty Lounge stud needed some
also,
love.
Also, I had the a smart internet connected TV from Samsung with a built-in camera will allow you to browse the internet with a wave of your hand.
Oh.
And change the channel by voice. Samsung's doing it too. I knew LG was doing it.
You know how like on all those futuristic, they always like they wave their hand? Would that work with the changing the channel too?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
It will also recognize your face launching your favorite apps. Hey, Ryan J, you love the porn channel.
He really doesn't.
And so then it would automatically load the porn channel as soon as I walk in the room.
Well, that
would
be good.
Suck if my mom was sitting there watching the TV.
I don't like that so much. But I wonder if it's probably like you can switch it on and off, though. Like you probably don't. It's like a checkbox thing. When parents are here, uncheck.
Uncheck
when no one
the
else
porn
is here.
Channel, please. Thank you.
When girlfriend comes home, uncheck.
No. Girlfriend would want to watch that, so then she'll bang me. Yes?
Moving on. This is inappropriate for our audience. There's girls listeners now.
I like
I'm
rape.
I'm just kidding. I like porn. I'm not going to lie. It does turn you on.
I take it you're a
I'm
virgin.
Not going to lie. Shut up, freaking creeper Chris Hansen.
Would you get naked?
No, not for you. Anyways, moving on. Because, like, I don't know about other girls, but, like, you watch, like, love scenes in movies, it kind of turns you on a little bit. Just a little bit. Not to the point where you're like, let's do it. Just a little bit.
What about the board of awesomeness?
Are you moving on to a new thing? Okay, sorry. That feels weird.
It tops 30 miles per hour with a wave of your hands. It's a fucking skateboard, but it runs on a fucking iPad or something. What is this?
So is it like run without you having to like use your foot?
Until the scientific community gets off its collective duff and starts researching the important and poorly understood field of hoverboard technology. Well, I agree with that. I would love a hoverboard from...
Three years from now, hoverboard. It was 2015.
And was it?
Yep. Yeah, 3 years. Was. 3 years we're going to have hoverboard.
Yeah, we better. We'll just have to comfort ourselves with the Kinect commanded. Oh, it's through a fucking Xbox Kinect, too. We just talked about the Kinect.
Yep.
Electric powered and Windows 8 controlled. It's controlled by Windows 8.
Here we go again.
Board of awesomeness. From Chaotic Moon.
I would have picked a different name than that, but okay.
The Board of Awesomeness, BOA, employs an as-of-yet unreleased Windows 8 tablet in conjunction with a Kinect control bar to drive an 800-watt electric skateboard using a 36-volt power supply. Riders control the speed, either slow, medium, or fast, through a combination of voice commands and hand gestures.
Fans?
With a maximum speed of 32 miles per hour. Push your hands forward and the board accelerates. Pull them back and the board cruises to a halt. Directional changes appear to be controlled by the old-fashioned way by leaning back and forth.
Hmm.
I'd love to take one of these for a spin, despite being terrified of putting my foot through a tablet screen after hitting one of San Francisco's many potholes. Which I could see is true. But that's crazy. Control it with your hand movements and whatnot and voice.
That's awesome. Skateboard. That's not even cool. That's awesome. Ride.
It's big. It's got these
that's
big
what it's
old
called the
wheels.
Awesomest board.
Yeah, it's got these big old wheels on it too. So like there's plenty of room for you to stand and do whatever you want to do.
I hear you, homie.
Cool new shit. And then yeah, I already talked about it. The Windows 8. You can control it with your eyes. You just look at shit.
I want to open Firefox. You look stare at it.
Stare at that porn.
But will question. So. Will like if I would be like, you know how like right now like sometimes I use your computer because your computer's a little bit more reliable. Would it let me open Firefox with my eyes? Is my question, because it's not technically my computer, but you are allowing me to use it.
Are you forcing me to read the whole article?
It's no, terrible. I don't want you to. I'm just asking. They would probably have something for that. Like you can update it where you can input people as you go through
Windows
life.
8 has a gorgeous Metro and finger-friendly swipey interface that's perfectly fine, but so 2011. All I want in my life in 2012 is Tobii, a company that's made the future possible. You control Windows 8 with your eyes. Seriously, it knows exactly what you're looking at when you are looking at it. It's instantaneous. It's amazing. And I haven't been this excited about technology since, well, ever. So,
well,
I don't know.
Who knows? I'm thinking, time, well, but you know how like you can have a password on your computer now? So, you obviously, you know.
I'm sure it would take something to get in.
Yeah,
first,
so
but
I'm sure, but once, it will
once
allow
you're in,
you, yeah.
It'll
can probably
work,
let anyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just the whole eye can let. You know, do the movements.
Last one.
But you know what I just thought of? That's nice for people who have disabilities that can't have full function of their hands and stuff. That's perfect for them. That's totally awesome. Good job for them. All right, moving on.
What's his name? Stephen Hawking with mm-hmm. the new voice. He's got his new voice, and then he can use Windows 8 with his eyes.
I think that's great technology.
I think it's awesome. Mm. Last one. Binge drinking revolutionized. This is by LG. Mm-hmm. They made my TV that I have right now. LG Blast Chiller cools cans in under 5 minutes. There's a lot of talk about OLED and 3D and Google and bezels and. Enough. Let's get down to what matters. Beer takes too long to cool. Unless you buy one of LG's forthcoming refrigerators, Smart Beer, the Blast Chiller uses a jet and a swirling mechanism, the company says, but really, who cares? Stick a can of your choice in the Blast Chiller chamber, and in under 5 minutes, you'll have a frosty drink. Have a friend?
Ooh.
Blast two cans or a bottle of wine in under 8 minutes.
Sure. Romantic beats, evening.
Sure beats sticking it in the freezer and waiting.
In the vagina.
Yeah, it's not going to get cold in there. It's going to get warm.
No, I distracted you. I worked. Move.
Sure beats sticking it in the freezer and waiting, eyes swollen with anticipation. This is technology that changes lives.
Mm.
This writer thinks, anyway. But yeah, chills. This is a LG refrigerator that has this smart beer thing. That's
cool.
Fucking just.
That's fancy.
Throw your beers in this little.
Why
thing.
We buy the refrigerator we had? Damn, we should have waited out for it. Yeah,
it's
right.
It's gonna be expensive as fuck.
Oh, I'm sure. Refrigerators are expensive.
Well, this one is gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just coming out. It's new technology.
Who knows? But in a couple months.
But.
All right. Is that your last one?
Yep.
I think it's time for your dad's jokes. Do you have one or two you can share with the group?
I have a bunch.
Let's go down. Let's.
Well, I'm just gonna open them because I haven't opened any, so some of these might be too visual.
All right. How about you pick one or two and let's work with that?
I'll just open the first one.
Okay. Let's see what Daddy J has to say.
Daddy J.
Ryan J. Daddy J. Got it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't even know what's going on here. It's weird. It's spread out.
All right, pick a new one.
Oh, totally cool. Holy guacamole, buckle up. Great video. And there's no video.
Okay, error. Well,
that one failed.
As Jim Rohn would say. Moving on. Next one.
I'm trying to...
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, we need a producer that just runs all the other shit, you know?
Jay, where are you? Yeah, right. I don't know where he's at right now. He's probably looking at the
Oh, there he is.
Jay yeah, was... I found Jay up in the bedroom, but it was the bedroom, the African room. He was in there. He chose that one.
Okay. Clicking on the next one.
What does this one say? Anything
here,
good?
He already sent me this one. This is the one with the fucking car.
Ugh. He probably forgot he sent it.
So those do not work.
No. Maybe Dad doesn't have good jokes this week.
No, I still got a bunch of them. I got five more.
You should send Daddy Jay my email. I won't get these. Maybe he'll send them to me. Do you think he would?
I don't know.
He probably would.
Not the dirty ones with the boobies.
Probably. I'm sure he doesn't send your sister those.
I already asked her about that. And she's like, what? I don't.
No. He's like, my boy will understand this.
This one's a visual one.
Okay.
Very visual.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Nope. That doesn't work either. Fill the void, please.
Oh, fill the void. Okay, well, you're doing finding good ones. How about I talk about the 10 technologies that Congress tried to kill?
Please.
You find two good ones, and I'll go over
if
this article.
If any of them are good.
Okay,
so
there's
10
technologies
either.
That Congress tried to kill in the past that have actually come out. Like, I mean, this is from, like, a long time ago. That they wanted to shut down and say, hey, no, we don't want to approve these, or we want these
they
to be made.
Technology.
First thing, video cassette recorders. So VCRs, they did not want those to come out. They were like, hell no, we don't want to have them. And you know what? They worked. Think about it. That's what I grew up on until, well, when I was about early teens, then the DVD player came out.
Because you're so young.
Because I'm old. Anyways, next one.
What?
The phonograph, which has to do with musicians. Like, they didn't want, like, them to be able to use this to make music. And that's we wouldn't probably have half the shit we have now. Third one, genetically modified food.
Well, there are a lot of libertarians that hate genetically.
Yes. Well, they were
I
just
think
saying
if we can help feed more people,
mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is.
Exactly. Who wants anyone to starve to death? No one.
But
so
I mean, I definitely do not agree with, like, Monsanto and all that kind of shit. But Monsanto is heavily governmental, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They work hardcore with the government. And but I just think if you can, there's none.
Okay. Anyways.
None.
But if you can work to provide more for people, that's it's for the best, though. Like, that's how I feel, too. The fourth technology that was almost not available was internet gambling, of course.
Yeah.
So even
Which
though the government gambles with the lottery all the time, but whatever. Now it's not.
State
but I mean, this
lottery.
Would never exist, period. So it had, I mean, the poker and stuff had come. Now it's not
well,
so
now
much.
It's gone. They got rid of it. So they
yeah.
still don't allow it. So
next one, number five.
They allowed it for a while. But
the Wizinator.
Oh, that's to pass the drug test.
Exactly. It's the fake penis that you mm-hmm. put on. It would never have come about, but now it's here.
You don't need a fake penis to do that. I'd pass
Sometimes
the
I
test.
Do. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just thought it was funny for a girl
Wait,
to say that.
She does not use that on me. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
All right. MP3 players.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to be not allowed because they were talking about how you're... the whole copyright shit and take
no
because a lot of you're paying for the music, so it's the same thing as going and buying a CD, only now it's just digital.
I say no.
Margarine, which is different from butter, but it's genetically made.
Talk to me.
They were gonna because whatever reasons because
why
who fucking knows
why
so shut up, I'm not talking to you. And
bull crap.
So that was supposedly not gonna happen. I don't really know the difference between margarine and butter, though. Do you tell? I don't tell a difference. Do
I
you?
I don't know. They're all good.
To me, okay.
The government just likes to control people, so they'll decide one way or another, and then they will try and control the people.
Next one, embryonic stem cells, which was a big, that was huge, but.
I remember that.
That was from 1996. And then, of course, Bush, you know, did his new policy. But, I mean, that's always going to be an up and down thing, I think, though.
But I think the government has no
say in that, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If people want to do it, then they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be allowed to do it. And if people don't want to do it,
then?
And people are offended by it, then they should not
have to do it. They don't need it. They don't need to do it. Exactly.
And they should not care and not do anything about it anyways. Like, what?
Yeah.
Or if they want to persuade people against it, then they should come out with their own sort of campaign and
That whole stem cell comes with the abortion thing. And it's like, you can still be pro-choice, but be not for abortion. So, like, you can be pro-choice because, yes, you don't want to have an abortion, but you're not going to force that idea on anyone else. So you see how that is? You can be pro-choice.
There is a,
you know what I mean,
presidential nominee, Ron Paul, who is pro-life.
Yes.
And has delivered many babies, but does not want the government to
make that decision.
Force people
exactly
into not getting abortions.
Yeah, that's
so it's like,
I guess that would be my mindset too.
Yeah, and that's how I would see it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, depending on circumstances,
raped, yeah, there's
what
always
happens,
the rape.
Yes. Then okay, yeah, I would be kind of for a little abortion there, but for the most part, I'm pro-life. Like, I don't want people getting abortions, but I'm not going
to
tell people not
to
do
exactly
with their body what they want to do. Because in this sort of freedom thing, if you want freedom for yourself, you need to allow other people to have freedom
exactly
as well. Same way with, you know, the drugs. Like, I don't want to tell other people that they can't do heroin.
But
yeah, I don't agree with heroin, and I'm not going
to
go out and do some heroin. But, you know,
you don't want
I'm
other people telling other people that might enjoy heroin to not be able to do it.
Right.
Yes, it might hurt them, it might kill them, but that's their choice.
Yes.
But then people go, well, they're addicted, so they don't really know what a choice is then.
Well, and that's the problem, is they're addicted to this black market bullshit because it's made illegal. They would actually probably not be addicted to this bullshit nastiness that they're getting in the black market because it was fully legal. I hate that word because that's not what it would be. It would just be available. It's free market. There it is.
Yeah.
And it would be made by companies. And if companies made it wrong and destroyed your life, now you have a tort claim against them. Like, so that would hold them responsible. Right now, nobody's held responsible. If you get bad heroin and you take it and you die, who's held responsible?
No.
Nobody's held fucking responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I agree with you. Two more. Number nine is the digital audio tape recorder. So those, like, I know in college, like, a lot of people would have them so they could record their lectures so they could go back and listen to them because they would not hear everything when they're taking notes.
Yes.
That was banned, which is... What the hell? Not like,
well, it
probably
wasn't banned.
Well,
they
not banned.
Trying.
They almost were not. Sorry,
yeah, they were
that came, I'm drunk. That went away. I'm saying that they almost were not available to consumers due to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, number 10, was assault weapons because of gun control.
Yeah,
advocates.
Of course, government hates guns.
So,
yep.
Those were the 10 almost not technologies in the world.
Yeah, take a drink.
Because I didn't say that sentence right.
Blockbusters!
All right, we have some good movies that we watched recently. We didn't really watch any shows, so some good movies. Sherlock Holmes we rewatched because the new one just came out. And I had forgotten.
Well, and I had just bought the Blu-ray
because
I wanted that on Blu-ray. Because I really liked that movie, and I probably downloaded it a long time ago when it came out. And so I just spent some money on a Blu-ray. There you go. That's what I do.
You got it from a Christmas gift.
Well, either way, I buy movies that I enjoy.
Yes, that's true. You do.
I download them, and then I buy the ones that I enjoy.
You do.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing.
It's a free market.
It's exactly.
What I like, I buy.
Next
what
one
I don't like, I don't buy.
Well, no, exactly. Why should you buy it?
Yeah, why am I going to waste money on a movie and then be like, oh my God, this movie sucks. So that seems silly.
I hate
why would I do
The only movie I've ever bought that I didn't ever watch before was Garden State, but it was a really good movie, so I got lucky.
Right. I mean, fucking Sucker Punch. I downloaded that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great a copy, but and even the story was like, oh my God, it's not that great. But as I was watching it, this horrible copy that I downloaded, I was like, this looks like an amazing Blu-ray.
And then I
fucking buy the Blu-ray, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Even though the story is horrible.
The storyline sucks, but the action part of it is really cool.
The surround sound, crisp amazingness of it, and fucking hot chicks beating up people.
Monsters.
You love it, don't you?
I don't like the hot cheap. I just like the action. I'm not into the hot. Whatever. I'm a girl. I don't think girls. I do think some girls are hot, but not none of them. But anyways, moving on. Last action hero we watched.
Oh.
Which is an Arnold. Old movie, but it's an Arnold movie. We
wish I could
Arnold
do
movies.
An Arnold impersonation.
Yeah, that'd be funny. We watched that one. I've never seen it before. It was cute. It was interesting. I liked it. No complaints there. It was taking me aback. Oh, it's just about like a kid who's really into movies, and he has this like magic ticket, and he actually goes into the movie, and it's Arnold, and he's like this action
Arnold
hero.
Arnold actually plays Arnold, but
yeah,
he plays Arnold playing Jack Slater.
It's so confusing. Like, you have to see the movie to get it, but it's a cute little, you know, it's a cute movie. It's kid friendly, so if you have kids, it's kid friendly.
I liked it.
The other movie, this is an older movie, but I've never seen it. And Ryan had just gotten the Blu-ray, so we watched it. It's No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Ending sucked.
Yeah.
Movie was good. The rest of the movie was good, but I almost hate them. Like, it always, like, when the ending sucks,
ruins it.
It ruins the whole movie, though.
Yep.
Like, the whole movie could be awesome, and then the ending sucks, you're like, fuck this shit. But, you know, I watched it.
That one, it wasn't even that the ending sucked, it just, the ending was just, there it is. I was like, okay, wait.
It just ended. Like, it ended.
What just happened?
Like, we're like, wait, I still have so many questions. And, right. Like, there's no sequels to this movie, so it's not like it's going to be answered. So you're still sitting there like, what the hell?
Yep.
Okay. Young adult. It was okay. It was the Charlize Theron movie.
What was that?
She goes back to the town because she's a writer, remember? And she goes back to her hometown.
Yeah, I didn't like that too much.
It wasn't that great of a movie.
I didn't like Young Adult.
But if you like looking at her, then watch it, I guess.
Did she get naked?
No, I'm just saying if you like her. She was the girl from Monster. Remember the movie Monster where they put the bat up her vagina? Oh, my God, that hurt. Okay, that just hurt watching that movie. Oh. And she was really gross in that movie. Like, she made herself really ugly. Okay, next movie we watched was Tucker and Dale
versus like anal?
Evil.
Oh, yeah, that movie was awesome.
It was hilarious. It's supposed to be about scary. It's like, I think it's a parody on scary movies. Kind of.
I don't know. It was,
I think it was funny. I wasn't scared during it, though.
It was like comedy / horror, but it still held with the horror. Like, I don't think it was like making fun of the horror.
Okay, so maybe it was a comedy / horror. Like, it was it's a new breed of movie.
I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe.
It's weird. It was very funny, but at times it was very... I mean, it was horror. It was scary.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I mean, not like, oh my God, I'm scared.
Your heart's pumping, but like, it got you fluttered a little bit.
It was hilarious, though.
Well, anyways, so if you're wanting a fun, if you like scary and you like comedy, watch it. That's what I'm going to say.
I downloaded it and I only could get an MP4 and I can't turn MP4s into discs, so I will probably have to buy that on a Blu-ray. Which is no problem.
So it has to be. It actually has to be a decent movie if he's going to buy it. So I guess I would say watch it.
And I would say produce decent movies and you will make money. Because I think most people are like that. Even the people who download movies will download them. But then if they are good, they will actually buy them because they want them.
Exactly.
That's what I do. So make a good movie.
I hear you.
If you don't make a good movie, then I'll... And if SOPA cramps down on all this shit, then I'll never even see the good movie, and so I'll never fucking buy it. So you won't make any goddamn money from me.
It's gonna hurt in the end.
It's stupid. If you want to make money, make your movie and make it good, and then I will like it, and then I will buy it.
It's just like diarrhea. In the end, it always hurts because you keep pooping. Okay, anyways.
You should have prepped me.
The next movie we watched was on Netflix. It was called The Girl Next Door. Now, this is not The Girl Next Door where it's the big time movie where she was a porn star and blah, blah, blah. Not that one. This one's a lot more awful. It, like, hurt my vagina watching this movie.
Oh, yeah. That one burn.
Yeah. No.
I
the whole.
See it.
Yeah. It was it was like, you know, when you watched Hostel and he cut his penis off, and that was the part to me. That's how it made me feel.
I bet.
Basically, the whole concept of the movie, I'm not going to give anything away, but it's just, like, about this, the 1950s. You know how, like, people in that mindset, like, they were like, mind your own business.
It's like from 58, but it's based on a true story,
yeah,
too.
So, like, if you beat your kids, no one's going to say shit because that's your own business. Even though it's, like, the kids are being hurt and, like, they're almost beaten to the death. Like, well, too bad. It's still, like, no one got in anyone's business, which I guess, but, I mean, that's another fine line. Like, yeah, it's their business, but if you're hurting someone else, like, shouldn't someone say something about it?
Oh, yeah.
So, this movie really, like, I at the end, I kind of cried at the end. Like, you didn't see it, but I kind of teared up a little bit. Because it, like, it's horrible. And then, like you said, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
All I can say is there's a blowtorch involved and there's a vagina. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, like, it will.
No, but that's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, but no, there's a lot more besides just that.
It's a pretty hardcore movie.
Yeah. It's bad. Not bad in the sense it's a bad movie, but.
It's a good movie, I thought, but it's just
the events in
craziness.
It are like cringing. It makes you cringe. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you have a penis, did it make you cringe? Even though he had a penis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Next one we watched Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Now this got horrible ratings overall, and I heard that Nick Swardson even like went into hiding because it got so bad. But I didn't think it was that bad.
Not good.
It was definitely not good, but.
It wasn't as bad as they made it seem to be.
There were funny parts, and I don't know. It wasn't
I would not
horrible.
Recommend
I've
buying it.
I've seen worse movies. 11, 11, 11.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on.
That's true.
That was
I would
worse.
Not recommend buying it. No, I would not even recommend paying $1 at the Red Zone, or Red, whatever that's called.
Red Box.
Red Box.
But it's.
But if you could torn it or find someone who else who has it, I'd say watch it. How about
that? I didn't mind it, and I thought there was. Some definitely laugh-out-loud funny parts.
The next one was Real Steel. I said it right.
Good job. get a meal.
Who was in it? I'm not saying that. Over that. What? Hugh Jackman is the main character in the movie. I don't really recognize anyone
with a
else
kid.
In it. Yes, he has
the
a
kids,
son.
The other
big
character.
Guy in it, and then of course the
robots. They
robot.
Fight these robots. It's in the future.
It's in the future, and it's like instead of it's like UFC, but with robots, basically.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
It was okay. I was craving a milkshake, so I had to leave. But like other than that, if I wasn't craving a milkshake, it was great.
It wasn't like great. I wouldn't say it was great.
I thought
it was
a good movie, though.
It was decent.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it. I didn't.
No, there
it
was.
Horrible.
I was. It was. It's worth $1 at Redbox.
Oh
yeah,
definitely.
It was good. And then the last one we have here is Mission Impossible 3. I know it's older, but I'd never seen it, so we watched it.
Right, because we already talked about it last time.
Yeah, we watched the other ones.
Geared up
so
for
we,
Mission Impossible
we hit
4.
Up the Mission Impossible 3, and of course it was good. I mean,
but you're getting geared up for Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah, so.
We haven't quite got it yet. I'm still searching for the torrent, and then we'll get the torrent, and I already plan on buying the Blu-ray, so.
Because, I mean, all the other ones have been good, so of course this one will probably be about the same. Yeah.
What's the other Blu-ray I plan on? Oh, Sherlock Holmes 2. I plan on getting that Blu-ray.
Yeah. Because the first one's good.
Yeah, I just got that. Yeah.
Because
we already talked about
it. Well, the first one, if you watch it, it does, like, it already lets you know there's going to be a second one.
Yeah.
From the first
one. And it's awesome, though. It's actually, it makes an awesome Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's good.
The slow-down parts where it's like,
well, Downey Jr. is just a good actor in
it,
too.
Yeah. I love him. I get all the Iron Mans, too.
Yeah, he's good. And Iron Man 2 is on Netflix. Not the first one, though. Yeah. Well, the other reason is the first one they played at Christmas time. Because it was on NBC or something. And then I went on Netflix, and it popped up Iron Man 2, so I watched it. So I watched both of those. But the Avengers are coming out this year.
Yes.
So that's going to hit up. That's going to hit up Thor. It's going to be him.
Yep.
The Hulk.
Yep.
Who else is in Captain America? And is there anyone? The girl. There's, what's her name? Black Widow, which is Scarlett Johansson.
And there's some other guy that doesn't have a movie, I thought, too.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't know.
In the back of my head, I'm like, who knows? I know what it is. But that's coming out this year, so that's going to connect all those movies that have been made to this one. So that's kind of cool. But I guess that's it for blockbusters then.
Sweet. All right. I guess to close it out, well, we're not doing any kind of bitching or...
We have another bitch about, which is surprising, and we're in
what's the other one?
The survey. We're not doing any surveys.
We're thinking about
right now.
Cutting that completely out too. I don't know.
We'll see if there's ever a survey that comes up that's good. Okay, sure, we'll play it. But
I'm going to close it out. There was this. I found this article, and it's from the Huffington Post, and maybe some of you have seen it, and it's by this dude Carl Gibson. And it is discrediting Ron Paul and his libertarian ideas, calling them childish. It's fairly short. I just wanted to read it and then, I guess, comment on it. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Like most other little kids, all I wanted to do was eat junk food, play video games, and goof around with my friends. I didn't like being made to go to school, going to bed at 9 p.m., eating vegetables, doing homework after school, or taking out the garbage. And like most other little kids who don't like abiding by the rules of their parents, I sometimes fantasized about what it would be like to run away from home. But when I packed my backpack full of clothes and individually wrapped packs of peanut butter crackers from the pantry, I could never go through with my plan. I knew if I ran away, I'd be hungry, cold, lost, and eventually found by the police and returned home. Libertarian views of government regulation are very similar to how the six-year-old views the authority exerted by their parents. Ron Paul's every individual for themselves rhetoric appeals to young, radical libertarians with simplistic viewpoints of authority and an ignorance of why government exists in the first place. In Ron Paul's ideal America, safety regulations imposed on employers by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration would be a thing of the past. Clean air and water regulations imposed by the Environmental Protection Agency would be no more. Taxpayers would save money since Ron Paul would abolish the Department of Education and cut the Food and Drug Administration budget by 40%. Employers would save money by paying workers as little as they wish since Ron Paul would abolish the Davis-Bacon Act. I love bacon. Corporate giants would be free to monopolize markets since Ron Paul opposes federal antitrust legislation. And employees would no longer be required to pay into Social Security. So right there, I just want to read that again. Corporate giants would be free to monopolize markets since Ron Paul opposes federal antitrust legislation. Clearly right there, this dude does not understand the biggest monopoly out there is the federal government.
Of course.
He's scared corporate giants would be free to monopolize the markets. Guess what, dude? Somebody's already monopolized the markets. They're called the government. And your corporate giants only got to become corporate giants because they went through the government to get incorporated.
He has no clue, but moving on. He has no clue what's going on.
Okay. Moving on. So, what would this libertarian utopia look like if Ron Paul were elected and followed through on his campaign promises? Here we go. I gotta take a drink before I read this shit.
You spilled. Woo, you spilled on yourself. Anyways, he's drunk if he does that.
I am.
Go.
First bullet point. Families grieving for loved ones lost due to Massey Energy's negligence in the Upper Big Branch coal mine explosion would have to accept that their relatives were casualties of the invisible hand of the unfettered free market. And Massey would have gotten off scot-free for polluting Martin County, Kentucky's drinking water supply with 300 million gallons of coal slurry. This dude has no idea of property rights. Like, people would actually own the land, own the water, or whatever that's going on. And if somebody polluted somebody's water that they owned, this body of water, now they have a tort against them. You know?
Like, yeah.
You could sue them.
For them or doing that.
If
to
they
your
have harmed people and actually killed
property.
Them, now they are held accountable for that. Like, government's not held accountable for that. When is government held accountable for any of this
Nothing.
Shit? It's bullshit. Next bullet point. Millions of college students dependent on Pell Grants would be forced to move back home and work minimum wage jobs, no longer financially able to further their education. Oh, wait. What minimum wage? That's what he's trying to say. Because Ron Paul disagrees with minimum wage laws, as do I, because nobody should be forced to pay anyone a certain amount. People should go into voluntary contracts.
Just to talk about that little statement, for instance, and I don't know about your grandparents, but my one grandpa only went to school till he was in fifth grade. And he worked in the... I mean, he was fine. He was able to support four kids and was fine. And his wife did not work.
But
so that's what I'm saying. Like, when he says, well, they're not going to college. Well, who says you have to go to college?
Yeah, nobody necessarily has to go to college. The job that I work in right now, I needed no college for. Yet, I went to 5 years of college. And
just letting you know, public
it's
schools...
It's basically a waste.
Always promote. High school, college.
Yeah. And
that's not the best for everyone.
And I got into $20,000 worth of debt going to that
which
college.
Which is low compared to some people's
yeah.
debt.
Well, yeah, definitely. But still, it's kind of high for me in
yes.
my thinking. And I'm still paying on that shit. And I have a job where I didn't need that. So what did that
it
do
It was like
me?
Unneeded debt, basically.
But also, these grants are provided by taxpayers. So
the Pell Grant. But that's the thing. Like, there's always scholarships and stuff like that that people can get to go to college. Like, other people donate all the time. Companies donate towards people. So it's not just that he's picking one certain thing. Like, he's not looking at the whole picture.
No.
So that's
definitely not.
That's not cool.
Next bullet point. Food recalls would be a regular occurrence when tainted meat and vegetables hit supermarket shelves and cause record outbreaks of E. coli. And risky new drugs will avoid FDA tests and hit the express lane to the pharmacy, endangering the health of millions. Bullshit. Please allow those drugs to hit. You know, fuck the FDA. The FDA takes it. It makes new coming drugs like 10 years to hit the market.
And it's not
fuck you, FDA.
I understand.
Allow them to happen.
You want them to be safe, but half the time it doesn't even what you do, even if you do that, they still come out, they have side effects anyway.
Yes.
So what the hell?
They're horrible.
Doesn't matter.
Even though you give the okay on them, they're horrible. So fuck you. Allow them to just be there. And if people choose to take them, they can do research on the certain drug or whatever. There's so much information.
Why can't doctors and private institutions do their own testing? Like, have volunteers that test for the medicine themselves.
Right.
So why does it have to be a government company doing all of it? Why can't it be spread out between
or the government
small
could,
companies?
There could be a third-party organization that does this. Kind of like, take a look right now, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're not too drunk to stand up and walk into your kitchen and look at the bottom of your fucking toaster or look at the bottom of your fucking microwave. You're going to see a little UL label. Guess what? That's a private fucking organization that
approves the safety of your unit, basically.
The word I'm looking for.
No, but it says that your product is safe
certification.
To you. Yeah, certification is safe
certifies
to use in your home.
That your little toaster or your little microwave is not going to blow up in your house. Guess what? That's not fucking government. That's a private industry.
And
it
guess
has
what?
Nothing to do with government whatsoever.
And a lot of people look for that UL, that little symbol.
Because they know that it's not going to blow reliable. Up in their house.
It's reliable.
Yes.
Exactly.
This company, it's a third-party organization that certifies your fucking electronic
devices.
Things or whatever the hell it is. And if it seems like it's going to blow up, they're not going to certify it.
So just because it's not government does not mean it's not reliable. Obviously, that has been around for years. I mean, I remember when I was
it's
little.
It's been around for a long time.
I remember when I was little, my dad going to the store and taking me, and he's like, oh, let's see if there's a UL on it.
Yep.
So it's been years. So that obviously, is it is not government, and it's reliable. All. So
fuck anything, off with the FDA.
I'm going to say, if anything, the government's not reliable. So don't listen to them.
Next bullet point from him.
How many are there, by the way?
We're almost done.
Okay.
Too big to fail banks like Wells Fargo, Citi, Chase, and Bank of America would be allowed to merge and or buy out their competitors, as would oil giants like ExxonMobil and Chevron, as would cell service providers like AT&T and Verizon. So this is his little statement about the whole monopolizing of the market. So like AT&T and Verizon would combine
together
and be monopolize the organization. This is where I go back to what I already just said. Do you not see that the government monopolizes everything that they get into? I mean, hello, post office monopolizing on the letter giving or sending
packages and. Well, sending letters and mails.
You can send packages.
Well, that's true. So
a fucking letter. They have monopolized that. They've monopolized so much shit. That's not just, that's such a tiny thing. They've monopolized a lot of the healthcare shit.
A lot of the transportation.
They've monopolized road building. They've monopolized fucking so much shit. Anything they get into, they monopolize it. And they are a monopoly that has... by way of law that they created the ability to use force and violence against you. If you do not agree with
school.
Them.
School is a perfect example.
That's a fucking
because
monopoly.
If you don't send your kids to, if you don't have some kind of, if you don't tell the government, even if you're homeschooling a kid, you have to tell the government you're home, like you have documentation of that.
And that's a monopoly, but then they have a monopoly on the use of force because they have the ability.
Force.
No, they have the ability to force us to pay for other people to go to their monopoly
but
school.
But I'm also, you were thinking about things they monopolize on. The police force, because there's not, do you think
that
of anything?
Too.
Who else could you call besides the police
the
if there's
system.
A problem? Hold on. Just think about if 911, who else would you call? Think about it. If they were allowed to have another security system out there, you would be picking the security system that has the
there
fastest rate.
There would be a
rate,
bunch of them.
The fastest rate to get into your house. So obviously... they monopolize on that because there is no other place you call if you need help in your home.
And the court system in general. Like, who else do you go to if you want
to
sue somebody?
Exactly.
Because
go
somebody
to
harmed
the government,
you.
Which
have
is
to
a double standard because if it's them that you're trying to sue because they fucked
you
over.
Sue them.
You're not going to sue them because they're just going to.
Run their own goddamn courts against you. Try and sue the government. Good luck. You're not going to hold anyone accountable. You may hold a department accountable or whatever. You're not going to hold
the
individual or anything like
that. Because either way, you're getting screwed over. Whether you go to this side of the sword or that sword, you're screwed over. So, all
right. Next bullet point.
Anyways, moving on.
The Social Security Trust Fund. Wait a minute. There is
That's not even going to exist.
There is no fund. There is no fund.
It's
anyway,
just a
let me
whatever.
Read this. The Social Security Trust Fund would become insolvent. Okay. It's already insolvent.
Dude, buddy. It's not even there now, so
yeah, there is
whatever. You're this. Just finish reading because it's not even a comment.
Making retirement that much harder for those who paid into it all their lives. Yeah.
Our retirement, like right now, is probably going to be starting and taken out of for the government if you're not in certain. If you're in the.
Yeah,
what is
work,
it called? If you work for the government, it's going to probably start being tapped into.
Those are the first
it.
Ones taken out of. Their 401ks are.
401k, that's what I was looking for, the word, the 401k. IRAs. So if you have that and you work for the government and you're in a 401k, you probably want to move to an IRA. A little bit safer, at least.
Okay, so that's the end of the bullet points, but there's this last two paragraphs of what he wants to say about Ron Paul and libertarian ideas. Ron Paul and his right libertarian ideology does espouse a new kind of freedom. Just as rebellious children who fantasize about running away from home dream of a new kind of freedom. But as much as we may have rebelled against our parents as little kids, we eventually matured and realized that the rules and regulations our parents imposed on us were meant so we grow up to be responsible, functioning adults in society. What he really means is obedient little serfs.
Well, I understand. Okay, so for instance, with rules regarding to parents and children, like you have to have something like something with your children, you know, you have your own set of rules for your own household. That's what, but that's where it should be left at, is your rules for your household.
Right. And now you make your own rules for your own life when you're a fucking adult.
Exactly.
So why
do
I need...
We talked about this earlier about how you guide
government.
Your kids, and but you give them choices.
Why do I need mommy government or daddy government?
Yes, exactly.
In my life, telling me what I can and cannot eat or cannot
do,
ingest or whatever for my own body. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Continue.
Last paragraph. An unregulated little kid free to eat junk food and play video games all day won't ever learn the responsibilities of adulthood. And an unregulated society where every individual is out for themselves will quickly collapse.
Hmm.
That's the end.
This guy has no idea what's going on around
his name.
Him.
I know we're giving him too much fucking... Yeah, we give them way too much publicity because we have so many.
I
lessons.
Know, but still, they need to see Carl, that there's idiots out like there. Oh, I shouldn't say idiots. There's people out there that think like this.
Carl Gibson, and it's on the Huffington Post. I posted a comment under saying it's pretty far down there now, but I called myself voluntarist. If you
want to read
I'll
it.
I'll just read it.
No, well, we're kind of running over,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, we're almost done anyway. This is the last thing.
All right,
so
then
I'll just
read
it.
Hurry up.
This was my comment to him.
I didn't mean it hurry up like in a bad way, just like, you know.
This was my comment that I posted, and it was just a quick little comment that I just quickly came up with. Has this dude ever heard of the biggest monopoly the world has ever seen? That being the federal government. They monopolize everything they put their dirty, corrupt little hands into. They also have a monopoly on the use of aggressive force and violence. Corporate giants only become corporate giants by going through the federal government to incorporate. How the hell would a business in a truly free market incorporate? They wouldn't be able to. Competition would be the true check on business, keeping them from monopolizing. Only the federal government can use force and aggressive violence to impose their monopolizing. Also, by forcing out the competition by throwing them in a cage. This dude, Carl Gibson, is clueless. That was my comment.
Which is true. You pretty much hit everything there that we kind of already, you know, we talked about. We kind of went a little bit more into detail, but.
Yeah. I did get one fan by that comment.
Ooh, too. Got a fan. Look at you, little Miss Famous. Mr. Famous, not Miss Famous.
What you're talking about. But yes, we are over the 2-hour mark, so I guess we're about done. We gotta get the fuck out of here. We gotta watch the UFC. There's a UFC.
And I gotta
tonight.
Pee again, and I gotta eat something, so it's about that time.
What's the last song?
The last song is by Eminem, and it's called Talking to Myself. It's from, like, I think his most recent album.
Oh, yeah, Talking to Myself. Mm-hmm. It's featuring Kobe. But also, before we get out of here, hit up drunkonliberty.com, click on the Amazon banner, buy some shit. Or click shit out of the donate button like Michael Comp does.
Or if you want to leave us a drunken message, where would you leave it?
623-505-6375.
Or you can email us at drunkonliberty@gmail.com or...
contact@drunkonliberty.com. The Facebook page, Twitter page.
G+
page.
And if you like us, share us with your friends.
And Michael Comp, we...
Thank
I
you
swear,
very, very,
yes,
very much.
Yes, thank you very much.
Much.
And I swear
we will
some
get
point,
you something there. So
we will have some merchandise. And we will have merchandise for other people, too.
As soon as we do, it will be on the website.
Yeah, yeah.
So have a good night. Peace.
Yeah, peace out. Here's Talking to Myself featuring Kobe by Eminem.
Hey, yo. Before I start this song, man, I just want to thank everybody for being so patient. Bearing with me over these last couple of years while I figure this shit out.
Is anybody out there? It feels like I'm talking to myself. No one's in.
something who feels the way I feel that there isn't. Let me in, just so I know that I'm not the
I
only
went away,
one.
I guess, and opened up some lanes. But there was no one who even knew I was going through growing pains. Hatred was flowing through my veins. On the verge of going insane, I almost made a song dissing Lil Wayne. It's like I was jealous of him because of the attention he was getting. I felt horrible about myself. He was spitting and I wasn't. Anyone who was buzzing back then could have got it. Almost went at Kanye too. God, it feels like I'm going psychotic. Thank God that I didn't do it. I'd have had my ass handed to me. And I knew it, but proof isn't here to see me through it. I'm in the booth, popping another pill. Trying to talk myself into it. Are you stupid? You will start dissing people for no reason. Especially when you can't even write a decent punchline even. You're lying to yourself. You're slowly dying, you're denying. Your health is declining with your self-esteem. You're crying out for help.
Everybody else, I'm back.